talked about.
You got to put it in perspective.
All right, you guys. It is last call for alcohol. Last call for alcohol. You got about 15 minutes. Last call for alcohol. If you can hear my voice. Last call for alcohol. I didn't make up the rules. I just follow them. It wasn't me.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Out of the box thinking is good, you know?
Out of the box?
Yeah, you know, ghosts. Some people think that's crazy. They go, no, that's not true. Ghosts don't exist, you know? Things that we're fed to believe. Right? Ghosts don't exist. The earth is round.
Well, the earth is round.
Is it, though?
Two kids of ravioli!
It's only radio. It's so simple.
And now...
Who's your favorite Marvel Comics hero? Mine is Superman. Remember the motto? With great power comes great responsibility. Have a great night, everyone. We'll see you again at 6.
Our feature presentation.
Was that... Oh, my God, it's raining!
Mm-hmm.
Was that a news anchor?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, no.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Oh, sweetie.
Also, the confidence in which you said it.
Yeah, that's what I love. Mm-hmm. I love it. She's like, I'm among friends. All of my people will
She's
understand
like,
this.
I'm a nerd. I'll say it. I'll admit it here on TV. I'm a dweebo. I love comic books.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin DeBeachio, Wednesday, December 4th.
Mm-hmm.
How were your days yesterday? By the way, first of all, when they say it's raining, it is actually raining today.
Yeah, it's pouring.
And I think there were 20 accidents not on my way in, but I mean during...
Your direct route.
During the time.
Somebody causing them.
From 5 to 5.30, there were 20 accidents.
That's crazy.
So it's going to be a terrible drive this
morning. It's not good.
So call in sick and that's the way to go.
100%.
Yeah.
Stay in bed. How warm and cozy are you right now?
Right?
Yeah, watch Netflix, get
so
a hot
good.
Chocolate.
Oh, so good.
We should go back home.
We should call it a day.
Should.
No, do you think anyone would recognize? Like we just go back into music like we were...
Just all music?
Like
if it's
we
the
were
chili
never
peppers.
Here.
Yeah, right. Just Chili Peppers. No one would notice a difference.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think I like the plan. Allie, tell us about your head draining. Your brain.
Well,
tell us about your brain running out your nose.
I mentioned it yesterday because I have had almost a constant left nostril issue where it just runs. But it's only when I get to work. And it was at the old station, and now it's again at this new station.
Okay, so.
Yes.
My understanding of health is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Here we go.
If it's a consistent thing that's happening,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, it should be both nostrils or neither, right?
Okay.
How is it only one?
You said.
I don't get that.
My health knowledge.
Yes.
And then that was your response.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. I don't know the answer, but also, shouldn't it be, if it is my brain leaking, shouldn't it happen all the time? 24/7.
Oh, interesting. It only happens at work.
But then I also thought, okay, maybe it just leaks in the morning. And then, like, my brain gets used to me being upright.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, I'll wait. And then when I lay down, it's like, all right, let's get ready to leak as soon as she gets up. That's what
my
brain
says. So your brain is thinking, when is the best time in Allie's day?
To ruin it. Yeah.
Imagine a doctor listening right now.
Right.
Well, here's the thing. I know a lot of people that this has happened to.
Okay.
You know, Carlin, that works for Fox Sports
Carlin
West
Bade,
with the Kings,
mm-hmm.
She has had this issue. She has gone to see doctor after doctor after doctor.
And what did she find out?
Not much.
Okay, good.
However, yesterday, I got a tweet from a woman, Lady Patriot 76.
Okay, well, you know she knows what she's talking about.
You know what I know about her?
It's science.
She
you know,
says,
she's a scientist.
Listening to Allie McKay on K-Rock talk about her nose issue. My nose drips too. Only from the right side, though. I even perfected how to roll my own nose ponds. So right there I was in. I was like, I
people,
love
yeah.
this woman so very much. I have not had to do a nose pond, which mm-hmm. if you're wondering what that is, it's a tampon
yep.
for your nose is what this woman Jen is saying.
It was very funny.
I mm-hmm. laughed so hard. But then she said, saw my third ENT, ear, nose, and throat doctor,
yes.
in 2 years last week. He was the first one to test the fluid, and it is, in fact, cerebral spinal fluid.
No.
Wait. 2.5 years and a graduate degree later, I'm getting referred to a neurosurgeon for a nasal drip that won't stop.
No!
Yes, you guys. You all thought I was just making this up, that it could be your brain leaking.
Hold up, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
You haven't been tested.
No.
Okay, she was tested and it was brain fluid.
It was cerebral spinal fluid.
How much of that do you have?
Jen has to make nose ponds.
But also, were you asking how much brain she has, or are you asking how much, like...
I mean, I don't know. Does the brain sort of slip into the brain fluid?
I mean,
listen, I am not a nerd.
That's my question.
That's a great question, and I think all evidence points to yes, if we're being completely honest with each other. I don't know. I was just going to say, are there any neurosurgeons that listen to the show? There aren't.
At 5:39?
Well, they could be driving to work. They have to get to work early.
Good
but,
point. Yeah, they've got those surgeries on the brain.
I also hope they don't listen to the show, because I would never go to a neurosurgeon that listens to this show.
Right. That would be
really?
A sign.
That's a disqualification?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Like, if you went into a neurosurgeon and they're like, well, what do you do? Oh, I work at K-Rock. Oh, I listen to Kevin and Bean. I'd be like, is there anyone else
here?
Who
else could I see?
Yeah.
You know what my favorite thing is? That my cousin Tim song.
Yeah.
And then he's going to work on your brain.
Oh, no.
No thanks, bud.
That's scary. That's a scary thing.
This is a real thing.
That's a real thing with her. You're not positive.
No. Oh, I'm not positive with me at all. No, and I also think because it seems to affect her all the time. Mm-hmm. It doesn't affect me all the time. Although I have in my head started thinking it's because I'm laying down, and then when I
laying down makes no sense though because of gravity, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So when I get up in the morning, that's when it leaks. When I'm laying down at night, it's like, hey, let's take a breather for a bit.
Do you have
get all this stored up?
Have you written a will?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to maybe just like
is there
update,
an update
it or whatever?
Will?
Maybe look into
you
it.
You know, like in the last couple of weeks?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
do you guys think it's that bad?
Well, we're just saying cover your bases.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's never wrong to look at it at the last minute. But yeah, I think you should think about it because it's your brain.
I haven't gotten to the point of nose ponds, though. If I need
a nose
pond. By the
way, you had a very janky nose pond yesterday.
I did. Yeah. I did. Well, I don't do it where you can't see it.
Yeah, you just stuck it up.
She takes a tissue and just sticks it up one nostril.
It looked like
I do it to make fun of it and to look at you because it grosses you out.
And by the way, I was thinking yesterday, how do we not post this picture and share the joy with the world?
No, it
looked like a tiny ghost was living in your nose.
Well, there is a tiny ghost. And you know what? He's full of boogers because a ghost. I'm sorry. It's my brain leaking. I can't help this, you guys.
No. It is your brain.
So I'm saying this is the way you treat something that's seriously scientifically wrong with you. So let's put that up as a way of educating our listeners.
No.
Well, if
I knew this was going to be a problem.
If brain starts flowing out mid-show, you got a tiny ghost.
What do you mean by brain? Like chunks of brain?
Well, that's
If it's the liquid, I consider that brain. There's got to be liquid in your brain or...
Well, yeah, it's got fluid all in
it. Needs to stay there.
But it said spinal fluid, so I'm guessing
Cerebral spinal.
No.
Yeah, okay. Cerebral, that's brain.
That's all brain. Right. If you...
Mike, were you really sick this week? What was the problem?
I broke my back.
What do you mean by that?
My back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or what portion?
Spinal.
Spinal.
Right, spinal. Oh. Spinal. If you have brain flow out, ghost in your nose, little ghost, and then we'll post it. We have to.
Okay, got it.
It's for science.
Right.
To help
It's more like awareness.
Yeah, right. Allie, who doesn't like being on Kevin and Bean's social media at all.
Right.
Can we post a picture of you shoving a tissue up your nose?
I knew it was going to be an uphill battle.
I knew
but
this is,
sure.
Well, you know
that
what?
Sounds like a great idea.
It.
If you want to, you know, kind of ruin science and the advancement of medicine.
Wait, how am I ruining science by not posting that?
Well, people need to know.
I didn't know.
Well, good luck.
All right. We're going to post that picture later today.
Rest in peace, Allie.
I think that's happening.
Am I dead?
I mean, everyone's
dying.
You guys,
can you hear me?
What? Hello?
Hello?
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Well, I'm hoping we get closure tonight and we can move on to the next cause. But we're here supporting Taco Bell tonight, and that's what's important.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We have tickets to both nights of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas on the floor, plus Bud Light Platinum VIP passes. You do have to be 21 or over to get those.
No.
Mm-mm.
So we're going to give those away coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. We are also going to talk about bad work holiday parties.
I mean, everyone has one of these, right?
Why? Yeah. Why does everyone have one of these?
Because it's the day people let loose, man. It's the, it's the person in HR who finally wants to ruin their job.
You know what we realized here is that we have a promotions department that throws parties.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like Acoustic Christmas and Wiener. They're all over it. They have all the decorations and everything. They're always left out of the Christmas party planning. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, they do that for a living.
This is what they do. This is their jam.
Yeah.
And then so somebody else does it.
Well, because they want them to have the night off.
I understand it's a nice thought, but
Kevin doesn't want any of our employees to have the night off.
That's what I'm hearing.
No, I'm saying we don't want our parties to suck.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I think that's what I'm saying.
All right.
Comedian Andrew Santino will join us today as well.
He's a funny one.
Love him very much. And Omar needs help with a Christmas gift, you guys, and he's got issues. What's appropriate as a Christmas gift for his wife?
Honestly, yesterday we found out he was stocking a fridge for like 6 months.
I'm scared to hear what he's going to get his wife.
It's true. So that's coming up this morning. We will take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52. Ali McKay is here with a look at what's happening.
Guys, it's Jay-Z's 50th birthday today.
He's 50.
Mm-hmm. 50.
50 years old.
So in celebration, he's giving us something, you guys. Remember when he removed everything from Spotify in 2017? Because he's like, I'm going to have everything exclusive on this thing called Tidal that about 2% of you will get.
Do you remember that press conference where it was like everyone famous? And they were like, welcome to Tidal. And
it
then
was
nothing
like
happened.
Like a weird cult nothing thing opening. Yeah, it was bizarre.
Like Daft Punk was there.
Bizarre. And we all thought, oh, this is the only way to get any of their music. We have to get Tidal.
Mm-hmm.
Did any of you get Tidal?
Yeah.
You did?
Did you?
Yeah, because my daughter loves Beyonce.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And her album was on there, too. And so she called me. She said, do we have a Tidal account?
Yeah.
So I made one incentive.
But is that not the free month? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Well, like, because
for it for a while, and then I was like, this is ridiculous. Yeah. There's nothing on it.
And that was always weird, because they dropped the Beyonce record or whatever, some sort of pop culture moment. Mm-hmm. And then you'd get your free month and be like, cool. And then you're out.
Yeah.
You listened to the record. You heard it.
And let's be honest, after the Beyonce album came out, what was it, Lemonade?
Mm-hmm.
How soon after that was it on other streaming
services?
Yeah, it's
like a couple weeks or something.
What are you doing, Tidal?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Well, his entire music catalog is now available on Spotify.
Yep.
He's back, everybody. Jay-Z. It's his birthday, and he's given you all his music.
Jensen, best rapper of all time?
I do have him as my greatest of all time.
You do, me
but
too.
I think there's a lot of argument to it. Also, I don't think he's currently in his prime, per se.
Agreed.
So, but that's okay, because he was in it the longest out of any rapper, in my opinion, ever. And, you know, he broke down a ton of barriers.
All ears.
I'm sorry.
You said, really?
Did you just hear that noise?
Yeah, I heard your brains flowing out.
I was trying to get it to stop, and then once I released my fingers from my nose, you
it
heard...
Right.
I'm sorry. Mm. I didn't mean to be right next to the mic for that. He's great.
Yeah.
It's a great rapper. Is that what you
not
were
your
asking?
Favorite. No,
not my favorite. But
top rapper of all time. Okay.
No, but he's wonderful.
Who you got? Biggie?
I love me some Biggie, but I don't know if he's the greatest of all time.
And also, this deep in the hip-hop game, it's a body of work thing.
Yeah.
And
yes,
Biggie, incredible, greatest. Yeah. Small body of work based on death.
Big body, small body of work.
Big body, small body of work. So it's difficult to say. This guy has a really large catalog.
Yeah.
Biggie Smalls is the illest.
I mean, listen to her. Yeah. And it's like we're pretending Vanilla Ice doesn't exist.
Right, true. Or Macklemore.
That's wrong
of
us. Yeah.
Both those guys.
Absolutely.
Or Muggos.
Good point.
Good point, man.
Muggs. So I saw this story yesterday, and I couldn't have been happier for this man. And then I made the mistake of looking on Twitter, and I was like, oh, God, everybody's a horrible human being. But Star Wars, Jedi Temple Challenge. It's a new game show aimed at kids, and it's going to be hosted by the actor that played Jar Jar Binks, Ahmaud Best.
Good.
That's what I said.
That
I
makes
was like,
me happy.
Finally, they're giving this man something for ruining his life, essentially. If you don't know the story behind Ahmed Best, he was essentially threatened constantly.
Yeah.
He went into this deep depression, suicidal, all because he portrayed Jar Jar Binks the way that it was written. Yeah. He was an actor and did his job.
You know, when you talk about how bad these movies are all the time, you think, what about the people that were in them that spent 2 years of their life working on it?
And he has stories where, like, George Lucas took him out to dinner or something, and they were like, you're the next E.T.
Yeah,
like,
he thought his whole life was going to be the greatest change in his life. And I mean, I am so happy that they're going to do this and let him host it. The live action skills challenge is described as a test of strength, knowledge, and bravery as contestants face off in a series of different obstacles in an attempt to achieve the rank of Jedi Knight. Why is this a kid show and why can't I be on it? It's going to pit players against different challenges in three different locations: a forest planet, a Jedi Star Cruiser, and inside a Jedi temple. Again, I ask you, why for kids? Want to be on this.
Wouldn't
so bad.
It be a good kind of Ninja Warrior show?
Absolutely.
You're right, Allie.
Oh, man.
That brain juice is onto something.
Right? Is it working today?
It seems that's a good idea.
Yeah. Thank you.
Do you want to revisit the brain juice? Oh, she's got she's going to call in the next minute. There was a woman that's a nurse.
Yes.
That has some concerns.
That has some concerns and says you should get looked
at. She works at a neurosurgeon.
So we're going to have a call back just after 6.
Yeah. All right.
Just to make sure you're going to live through, you know, the show.
I mean, and let's be honest. The last time a nurse or doctor gave me, you know, something to look into, completely ignored it.
Right.
When Dr. Drew was like, why is one of your pupils huge and the other one isn't? And he said it was like Anna Kournikova of the eye or something.
It's not the name, but it sounds like it.
Yeah. It's like Anna Skarkova. I don't know. Here's the thing. I didn't go and get it checked. And I think I'm fine. Then remember when he found out my mom had a brain aneurysm?
Yes.
And he lost it on me. Because he's like, Allie! And you have that eye thing! And then he got all mad, and I was like, I don't remember talking about an eye thing with you.
And then he said,
Allie, are you high right now or something?
Oh, he says that actually almost every call, but yeah. Okay, cool. I can't wait to talk to that nurse.
Hope your insurance is good.
Woo! Good Lord. You guys, there are a lot of comedy specials coming out. HBO Max announced yesterday that its service is going to include a bunch of stand-up comedy specials. Tracy Morgan, John Early, Rose Matafeo, and Ahir Shah. You may be saying to yourself, huh? I don't really know a lot of those people. Well, these are all people within the HBO Max family. Mm-hmm. So you've got Morgan, who is on The Last OG on TBS.
Yep.
One of the most successful comedies on that channel. The gentleman from Search Party, that is John Early.
Oh, he's a genius.
Yes. And then Rose Matafeo, she's a UK performer who's already teamed up with BBC and HBO Max to write and star in an original series titled Starstruck. So congrats to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the gentleman, Ahir Shah, a double Edinburgh Comedy Award nominee. True newcomer, though. We don't know much about him here in the States.
I feel like that's a world. I follow movies, I follow music, I follow pop culture, TV. I feel like comedians, there are so many that are great that haven't really broken through yet.
And so many different types of comics, for
and
sure.
And so you'll say a name and it just won't ring a bell with anybody, and then all of a sudden they're the biggest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Well, I vouch for John Early. He's hilarious.
He's
very excited
so
to see his special,
He's so funny. I will say this. There is another comedian that's going to get some stand-up specials for another streaming service. And we'll talk about that coming up. That's a teaser. Happy birthday, Jay-Z. Thanks for putting all your music on Spotify today. And Jeff Bridges, Tyra Banks, Marissa Tomei, and Fred Armisen all celebrating along with Jay-Z. And that's what's happening.
1 hour from right now, we have tickets for the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas on the floor for both nights and Bud Light Platinum VIP passes. You can win those in an hour just after 7 o'clock. So we were talking about Allie, and her brain is leaking out of her nose.
I mean, we don't know if it's necessarily.
Well, she thought it was mucus, but then she got a tweet that told her it could be cerebral fluid.
We had done a segment on a woman whose nose had leaked forever. She finally went to the doctor and they're like, yeah, your brain's leaking.
Yeah.
So I knew that could happen. But then when I got a tweet from a woman named Jen that said, listening to Allie McKay on K-Rock talk about her nose issue, my nose drips too, only from my right side, though. I even perfected how to roll my own nose ponds, which right then I was like, Jen, I'm in. I love everything about you. Please tell me more. She said, saw my third ENT, ear, nose, and throat doctor, mm-hmm. in 2 years last week. He was the first one to test the fluid, and it is, in fact, cerebral spinal fluid.
Spinal.
She was now referred to a neurosurgeon, and she's going to see them, and I hope she keeps me updated, because
all right. Well, she won't be able to when she's a complete vegetable.
Now, when we talked to her a half an hour ago, you said I wouldn't trust any neurosurgeon that listens to this show.
Agreed. Mm-hmm.
What about a nurse at a neurosurgeon's office that listens to this show?
See, here's the thing. My mother's a nurse.
There?
My mother's a nurse. Your mother's a nurse.
Yes.
We have deep respect for nurses.
Correct.
I'm giving her a pass on this.
You're giving her a pass?
I'm giving her a pass for listening to this show.
Considering your brain might be leaky. Is that why?
Yes. Okay.
Amanda, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thank you. Thank you for calling back. We appreciate that.
You got it. I don't want Ellie to die. I mean,
thank you, Amanda.
That's very
finally
sweet of you.
It's really
someone.
That's not what anyone wants for Christmas.
No.
You'd be
set
surprised.
Set the bar high, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you work at a neurosurgeon's office.
I do. I'm a nurse at a neurosurgeon's office at St. John's in Santa Monica.
Okay. Oh, all right. I love St. John's.
Well, you're going to die there, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you prepare a bed? A gurney?
I hope
in
you
about
like
a week.
I hope you like it enough to be there forever.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm sure the physician that I work for would be happy to see you, but I don't know whether you'd see him. Although he does listen to, like, NPR and not.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God.
I mean, it shows some judgment.
Good doctor.
Listen, am I a bit concerned because my mom had a brain aneurysm? We've got brain issues in my family.
Right.
I've had migraines my whole life.
Mm-hmm. Plus, there's been many days where I went home and went, what is happening with Allie?
Yes. We have some concerns.
That had nothing to do with my nose running.
Okay. How
that
do you
was
know?
Just, but that was a brain issue as well.
Okay.
So I get it.
Right.
But you're saying I should get checked out, Amanda?
Well, I want to know a little bit more about it. Is it always on one side?
Always on the left.
Okay.
Is that typical?
For a CSF leak? Yeah, it is, actually.
Oh, no.
Wow.
So they're not super common, but they are more commonly found in people, especially women, that are 30 to 40 years old.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
But that might be your... and just for a little kind of context, cerebrospinal fluid, we call it like CSF, is like this clear fluid that surrounds your brain.
All right,
and your
hold on. Is it clear?
Yes.
It's clear. Okay.
Yeah, it's clear.
Okay.
It's clear. It surrounds your brain and your spinal cord, and it like cushions it in case your head gets bonked around and stuff like that. And it also gives your brain and your spinal cord nutrients. So, need to have this.
Do doctors use the word?
To work.
Do doctors use the word "bonked around" a lot?
I mean, the ones who listen to Kevin Bean.
That's a technical
it
term.
It is okay.
It's physiology. Yeah.
Okay.
Amanda, may I just say, put this out to the universe. It's great. It gives your brain nutrients. Do you think my brain is like, listen, I got enough nutrients. You're incredible.
Let me dispel some of this.
Okay.
You didn't get so many nutrients that it's like, nah, I don't need this.
Maybe she's exceptional that way, though.
Maybe I am exceptional that way, though.
Maybe I'm just a genius.
I think for the past 15 years, her brain has been yelling, where are the nutrients? I used to get nutrients in here.
Well, no, it's interesting that you said that you had a history of migraines because there's people who this gets diagnosed as a migraine disorder sometimes.
Oh,
and you can
no.
have it for a long time.
Wow.
A lot of... I had a spinal tap one time.
This is about me.
I know. I had a spinal tap one time, and they didn't tell me not to do any physical activity.
Uh-huh.
And so it started leaking again, and I've never in my life had a worse headache.
That's going to be a good thing to say at her funeral.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm saying maybe that's... Okay. Maybe you're being misdiagnosed.
Okay.
So what you were having was called a low pressure headache. So if you don't have enough of that stuff around your head is like, where is my nutrients? And it gets, for lack of a better phrase, like butt hurt, and it starts like kicking up a fuss, and you get a big headache. So
is butt hurt a medical term?
Butt hurt is absolutely a medical term.
Here's my question, Amanda, because I have been diagnosed with migraine because it's
okay.
I get the orbs, I get the throwing up, I can't even see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's lame.
Yeah.
Lame,
see,
another doctor's
Amanda,
term.
Amanda, I love
also
her.
Lame. Yes, also lame. Medical term.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Well.
But it could have something to do with my CFI leaking or CIF.
CSF.
What?
Yeah.
CSF.
So,
CSF.
One of the things that is sort of characteristic of CSF leaks is you can have intermittent unilateral, which is one-sided, nose running, and it can sometimes only appear with postural changes. So you're talking about
what?
Getting
up.
You definitely
and
have.
That's when it starts.
That's
doing.
What I said. It's when I get up.
What?
And it's not all the time. It's not all the time. It can just be with postural changes.
Goodbye, Allie.
No, Allie, stop listen.
Goodbye, R.I.P. R.I.P. Bean. R.I.P. Allie.
Amanda.
What are the chances two members of this show would die in one
so
month?
So soon.
Yeah.
I'm right here.
What?
Right here. R.I.P. Allie, right?
Right.
She was a good person.
She was a good person.
Again, I'll let you keep going.
She worked as hard as she could at everything.
Occasionally, she could be a little crazy.
Right.
That was the CSF.
She was off topic a lot, which now, looking back,
CSF.
Could have been brain juice.
Now you have an excuse for everything.
Thank you.
But what if?
Is there anything, real quick, Amanda, is there anything about Peaky Blinders with CSF? Like maybe repeated announcing that people should watch it or anything?
Or repeating anything
just,
too much.
You repeat yourself about shows like constantly. It's one of the primary symptoms of CSF.
Amanda.
First of all, I don't believe that you're a nurse at a neurosurgeon's office. I think she just played a prank on us.
No. But like the three big symptoms that you see with this and is postural headache. Unilateral nose running, and loss of smell. So have you been having any problems with your smell?
Traditionally, I can smell something from like a mile away with the schnoz.
She's got an A+ schnoz.
Well, thank two out of three ain't bad.
Have you had any like head injuries that were like really strong or like brain infections or anything like that? Because some of those can cause a CSF leak as well. Have you bonked your head lately? Again, bonking, right?
I have had two concussions in my life.
Okay.
Does it matter when it was in her life? Like, do they need to be recent?
No, I mean, if she says she has a history of migraines, this could have been going on for a while. I don't know.
Okay, so wait. If she finds out that it's this, and it's, is it solvable?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So
with a nose pond?
With the nose pond.
No. Because, you want to get this looked at and not just throw, like, a nose pond up there because you can get meningitis and die.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, okay, we don't need tabs again. No. No, okay, sorry. Go on, Amanda.
I told this to Dave, and he was so excited. He was just like, I need for you to terrify her.
Wow. Radio, baby.
I need for you to tell her the worst possible case scenario.
Listen, we need medical experts on this show, so we are going to keep your number.
Yeah. Okay.
Even though you're not one.
Okay, that's fine. I would like
Even though I do not
you
believe you are one.
Okay, first of all, no, we're keeping Amanda's number.
I yell at you guys about medical stuff in my car.
Okay, good.
No, we are keeping your number. You're now our go-to nurse, and I hate to break that to you, but you're going to be very busy.
Nurse correspondent.
But what do you do for CSF?
So the first thing that you are going to do is you're going to go do, I don't know what kind of insurance you have. You might have to go see your primary first, but you can get a referral to an ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Okay.
They'll test you. They'll just take some of the fluid from your nose and put it on like this little kind of piece of tape. It's called Desitex. You don't need to know what it's called. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But like the tape changes a special color if it's CSF leak.
Oh, and is then it
they,
pink?
They so then or you're pregnant. One or the other.
Your brain is pregnant.
You're having twin noses.
You're either having a baby, not having a baby, or you have a CSF leak.
Oh, that's come on, right. CSF.
Let me ask one final question because I think Allie's going
to
go get checked out.
Yeah,
could it possibly solve her migraine problem, because that would be huge.
It might. If she's been having this for a while and this has been like going on for a while, then it may be postural headaches, because all of those things that you're describing could be.
Again, she's telling me I'm going to live.
She said you could.
But she could. Oh. It's more of like a possibility. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, could die. And just the last part is like once they figure out if this is going on, if it's not going on, then you probably should still see the ear, nose, and throat doctor and ask for like what to do about your migraines. But you likely will need neurosurgery to fix it.
Yeah! Oh my God! I did not see that coming.
Yeah!
Oh man!
Goodbye, Allie.
I mean, listen. You had a good run.
We had some fun.
Yes, we had a few laughs.
She was a beautiful soul.
She's a beautiful soul.
She's a good person.
Sweet spirit.
Rest in peace, Allie.
Thank you, fake nurse Amanda. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Okay, bye. We've got your tickets for the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas. Both nights on the floor and the Bud Light Platinum VIP passes.
I mean, will Allie even make it?
I hope so.
There's a couple bands you'd love to see.
I can't wait to see Cage the Elephant, 1975. I need to make it.
Well, I wouldn't guarantee it.
Yeah.
Can we have some EMTs standing by?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Just follow it? Yeah,
for sure.
That's a good idea.
Let's absolutely do that.
What about some spiritual medians so we
bring you back via seance.
Oh, like for the show?
You mean
like yeah?
After
so she
dies. So
yeah.
you're assuming she's going to die.
Oh, right.
So 1975 is coming. Bring the psychic out.
Yes,
Allie,
I'll tell you
please
this.
Join us. Yes.
I am going to haunt the hell out of K Rock.
Right. That makes sense.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it's
going to
be
sense.
Amazing.
And you'll do stuff that we know is you. So
for
that
sure.
will be fun.
For
good.
Sure.
All right, Jensen, what do we have here?
Well, listen, they released almost 100. New holiday movies this season, which
yeah.
is a number
that's
that sounds
not
I know
possible.
I know it sounds like a joke, but it is 100% true. I'm nervous we have an expert in the room, but what we're going to do is we're going to play a game that I like to call Real TV Fake TV.
Do you think it's fake talking about TV? Do you think it's real talking about TV? Do you think it's fake or real? One thing's for sure, there's too much TV. That's right, fake TV or real TV. Oh, what can it be?
I don't know.
One thing is for sure, there is too much TV.
So I took the synopsis, the breakdowns of some of these new holiday movies, Christmas in particular, and I wrote them down. Okay. But at the same time, I wrote down some fake ones that I just made up off the top of my head.
Okay.
And you're
going
to have to tell me, the ones that I'm reading you, are these real Christmas movies that just debuted this year?
We do have a ringer.
Or fake. I don't know.
In the room.
I mean, don't ruin the game is what I'm saying.
Are you? Oh, you're talking about me?
You
yes.
really?
Oh, you're an expert.
Oh, okay.
All right. Are you ready?
All right. Yes. Now, these could be movies that were made to be movies that are now on TV as well?
Well, they're all TV movies. They're all on television. That's all you
made
need to know.
For, okay, okay.
Yeah, all you need to know is they are on television.
They are shown on TV. Okay.
Or
okay.
I've made it up.
If they're
okay.
all on Hallmark, Allie's the winner.
All right. Yeah. Here we go. Jessica is recently single and has decided to send out 5 Christmas cards to people who have positively affected her life, including an aunt who raised her, her younger brother in the military, and a pop star played by Chad Michael Murray, who wrote the quote-unquote soundtrack to her life, and in turn becomes her new love interest. The movie is called Right Before Christmas, and it's spelled W-R-I-T-E.
Nope. That is fake.
I will tell you that Chad Michael Murray is in Hallmark movies, so I'm going to go real.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds real. That sounds like a heartwarming Christmas story.
That is a real Christmas movie.
Oh. Yes.
That is a real
movie. Fake TV or real TV.
Very good. Good start. The expert's right. on her roll already.
Thank you.
All right. Brooke is a science teacher who is disillusioned by love, while Sir Cole is a medieval knight who gets sent by a witch's curse to present-day Ohio. Sir Cole will help teach Brooke that chivalry isn't dead, all during the festive holiday season. It's called The Night Before Christmas, and it's spelled K-N-I-G-H-T.
Yeah. We don't mix fake things that could happen with our real Hallmark
Who's
Christmas.
We?
Mm-hmm. We Christmas people.
Okay.
That's so fake.
Okay, Kevin.
Yeah.
I am also going to say that I believe that you're going to try and throw us off because this is the second. It's spelled.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying fake.
Yeah, it's almost punny enough to be fake, but they love those stupid titles. I'm going to go real.
This is real.
Yes.
No!
And it stars Vanessa Hudgens.
Wow.
Really?
That
what
is
channel?
Real. You know what? I didn't write down the channels. But that is The Night Before Christmas with the K-N-I-G-H-T.
What channel? Who cares? We're
yeah,
not doing that.
Channels. Come on, you weirdo expert.
I wouldn't have watched.
Yeah, this person. Okay. She's just asking for a DVR.
Yeah.
All right. New York publicist Susie Stanford is driving to her parents' house in small town Maine to celebrate Christmas Eve when she finds herself with a flat tire. Stuck on an off-ramp in a completely unknown area on a holiday, she finally flags down a tow truck driven by a local mechanic named Jerry. With a 3-hour drive ahead of them as total opposites, can this big city socialite actually fall in love with a greased-up lug nut? It's called Mistletoed. T-O-W-E-D. Is this real or is it fake?
100% fake.
Okay.
There are a lot of mistletoe movies.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of Mistletoed.
Okay.
And I feel like they would, yeah, they'd get in some adventures along the way.
Right.
And then eventually save
but
Christmas
would they
and
fall
be together.
In love?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. But I don't think it's real.
Okay.
Automotive maintenance and Christmas go hand in hand. I'm going real.
That's a great
good point.
That's what everyone says.
Yep.
Don't trust white.
It's fake. It's fake.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, moving on. Julia comes home to spend the holidays with her family, running their bed and breakfast inn, only to get caught up with a long-standing feud and a rival business. To complicate matters, the competition is an irresistible guy named Ryan. Mm. It's called Check Into Christmas, but it's spelled I-N-N.
Oh, dear God. I didn't realize all of them had wrongly spelled words. Allie, you go first.
Okay, I watched one similar. I watched one similar. It was in Ireland, but they weren't rivals, but she did wind up falling in love there, but then got a job back in Chicago, and ooh, what was she going to do?
This, what about this one? Check Into Christmas.
Fake.
Okay.
Fake.
Okay.
Yeah, the title's so bad, I got to go fake.
It is real! Oh! It's a real TV movie.
Stupid Jesus. Allie and her brain leak.
Kevin is just answering everything the same as me.
Well, only on that one.
To
no
remind
more.
You, I'm reading Christmas movies that are either debuting this year on television or ones I just made up.
And you said there's 100 of them.
There's 100 new ones this season.
Fake TV or real TV.
Jeffrey Harper is a 9-year-old who's definitely destined for the 2019 naughty list. A bully at school, a brat at home, an all-around stinker. There's not much that could save him from a stocking filled with coal. Until he finds Santa's sleigh crash-landed in his backyard. To save Christmas, he must become Kris Kringle's only hope to get back in the air and into chimneys around the world. Can rascal Jeffrey Harper change his ways and pull it off? You can find out in Santa's Little Harper.
Oh.
Is it real or is it fake?
What was the thing that Santa goes down? What's that called?
Chimney.
He did say chimney.
He did say chimney again. Chimney. I love it so much.
It's a common mistake in my life.
I love it so much. That is so fake.
Okay.
Mugs?
This sounds like a rehash of like the Santa Claus, but like having a kid help him out. But, you know, I it's believable that they would do that. So I'll go real.
Okay.
I'm going to go real as well.
No, that is one I made up. I made it up off the top of my head. Santa's Little Harper.
I kind
of
love it.
It's a good name.
Fake TV or real TV.
Paramedic Tony Claft, played by hunk Jeff Stoltz, has to work on Christmas. Bummed and tired, he receives a call for a house fire in a suburban Chicago condo. When he extinguishes a burning turkey for author Sarah Wallsmith, he may have rescued something a little more romantic than he planned. It's called Siren Night. Is it real or is it fake?
I wish it was real, but that's so fake.
Okay, Kevin.
Please write it.
So fake.
All right.
Yeah, I'm without
but
it, Kevin.
But also, wish it was real.
Yeah, that's fake. But I will sell it at any point to any of you.
Great. Sure.
Yeah. Okay, last one. A charming pilot named Brady finds his flight unable to take off amidst a snowstorm in Cleveland. Fellow pilot Nina has family in the area, though, and invites Brady to stay with her at her parents' house. The catch? He has to pretend to be her boyfriend because her parents are hosting a tree trimming party and they invited Nina's ex. Though this sounds insane, it could also be a perfect way to fall in love. It's called Grounded for Christmas. Is it real or is it fake?
I'm going to say real.
Okay.
There's no lady pilots. Everyone knows
they can't even
that.
Parallel park.
Come on. That seems like it could be totally real, and honestly, I'd watch it.
Okay.
Real.
Congrats, guys.
Wow.
You guys all did very well. You are a holiday experts. Maybe it's not just Allie. That was fake TV and real TV.
Fake TV or real TV? Oh, what can it be?
I don't know.
One thing is for sure, there is too much TV.
This time of year, it's very stressful because you want to be a good gift giver. So if you give somebody a gift, you don't want them to give you one that was, say, 4 times as expensive. It's not really about the money, but you want to be as considerate as they are.
Yeah,
sure.
Sort of. I think everybody feels that way.
Yes. Yeah.
Omar's terrible at it.
No. You see, you know, what the problem is I think I'm a great gift giver.
Mm-hmm. You are, for all of us at work. All very thoughtful.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. But the problem with my wife, I struggle so much, is because... we tend to buy anything we kind of want or need, you know.
Throughout the year.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. You know, I'll say, hey, can I get a workbench? Like, I just bought a workbench.
I'm like, easy, high roller.
And, yeah. You know, we worked with a rich guy.
Like, paying him too much. Sure.
Note to self, check Omar's pay.
And then it's also like birthdays, Mother's Day, and you know, so I'm constantly giving her things. So it kind of whittles down the
options.
The options, mm-hmm. Yes. Like, you know, so I'm like, you know, kind of like troubled by it. So back in the day, about 5 years ago, I had more time on my hands. I'm busier now than I have ever been with the kids and the business. So I used to kind of make things for her, uh-huh. Like little montage videos of the kids, or little books with pictures in
Stop
it.
Stop showing off.
Listen.
What a humble
brag. Do you do it from your workbench, rich man?
Okay, so I started losing time, and a couple years ago, I asked you guys because we needed a dishwasher,
mm-hmm.
and I thought the dishwasher would make her life easier.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you guys were like, are you insane?
No, wait a minute. The difference is the dishwasher would make her life easier.
Yeah.
Not as a Christmas gift.
Yeah. Right. Just a gift in June.
Right. Whenever.
Yes. Right. Yes.
So at that same time for that Christmas, I got off easy because she needed a new phone.
Ooh.
So I was like, oh. Boom, new phone. It's all good, right?
Did she tell you she wanted a new phone?
No, I kind of just figured it out.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Okay. So then, you see, she doesn't really wear jewelry, but I'm terrible. Like, I have no fashion sense.
Right, of course.
And I don't know.
Of course. That's a necessary.
Look at you. You look like garbage.
That's a necessary thing to work here.
Yeah. And then
Allie's the only one that dresses up at all. Unless she's going to die.
Hawaiian shirt day, I look good.
Yeah,
Hawaiian shirt day is fine now.
We've only got Allie for another, like, week. So, yeah. Okay, go ahead, Omar.
Thank you.
And, so I don't know how to even begin to pick out a fancy dress
mm-hmm.
or a fancy jewelry or any of that sort. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So last year I was like, you know what? I'm going to contact her bestie.
Her bestie.
Yeah, her mm-hmm. bestie is all about fashion and makeup. And she hit me back within 15 minutes. This one item. She was just like, dude, this is gold. And for me, it was very difficult to buy this item because it was a $400 purse.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like,
is Cassie still your wife?
Yeah.
Buy it.
No, but so here's me. But here's my point. It's
Mr.
Like,
Moneybags with his own workbench.
So I buy it. And she told me she loved it. Mm-hmm. She used it for about a month. I haven't seen it since.
Oh, we don't use purses all the time.
But also, maybe it's for fancy times.
Really? Does she have a lot of fancy events to go to? No.
Do you know us?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's my point. So the fact that she doesn't carry it with her doesn't mean she didn't love it.
Oh, okay, okay.
Do you think she loved it?
I think she did.
And I would guess because her best friends vouched for it, I would guess that's a good gift.
So this year, we're sitting around the table with the kids, and my wifey's in the kitchen, and she pipes up and she says, hey, I want a waffle maker. And I'm thinking, oh, man. First of all, I hate waffles, so I was just like,
I hate waffles.
Which is honestly, you're a monster.
I hate waffles.
Waffles are just bread.
It's impossible to hate waffles.
Syrupy bread, yeah. You hate syrup and bread.
So my question to you guys is, is that a good gift? Because it's an appliance. I know she asked for it.
She asked for it. That makes it very
That makes
different.
It good.
I don't know.
Because it wasn't like, I want this for Christmas.
Oh, you know what? I'm actually turning a little.
Really?
Here's what I'm turning.
Okay.
Get her the gift without giving it for Christmas.
That's my point.
Get her the gift.
So it's the last night on Christmas present. I don't have an idea.
Yes. Yeah.
Because here's the thing.
Oh, wait. That was your big Christmas?
Yes.
That was your main gift?
I was going to be a nice one.
No. I'm waving you off. Waving you off.
If I was his wife, I'd look at the workbench and be like, all I got was a waffle maker? Money bags?
I'm going to change this around. Okay. Because A, she said she wants a waffle
she does.
Maker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if you do something super romantic on Christmas Eve?
Have you met him?
Where you decide, okay, you know what? I'm going to make her some of the best waffles she's ever had.
Ooh.
Bring those to her.
Like cook them naked and then put the waffles on my nipples and drink myself in syrup.
Whatever it takes.
I'm nervous you're adding a sausage link.
Okay, listen. Now you have to live stream it. Then we're all in.
No.
But what if you did something super romantic like that and then you were like, guess what I made these on?
But is there something, Allie, is there something more romantic than him giving the waffle maker and saying, you know what? I know this helps our family. Kind of feels like a not a selfish gift.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to give this to you to help, but then I also have this other gift for you.
He's got to have another gift.
In no way.
It a romantic gesture of you making something, giving it to her, and going, by the way, I made these on your new waffle maker.
In no way do you make this her Christmas gift.
Okay.
Do what Allie said.
But I still give her the sausage link, right?
Yeah, you
absolutely.
Spinal.
Well, those 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and coming up just after the top of the hour, we've got your tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas on the floor both nights, plus the Bud Light VIP passes.
Great.
Huge.
Tell you when to call.
Excellent.
Hi.
Let's talk toys.
Hi, Kevin.
See? Hi. That's when you
hi,
say...
Kevin. That's when you say...
Allie's here with
Allie,
what's happening?
Oh, plus Allie's here with what's happening.
Are you the one with the spinal fluid?
Apparently.
Okay.
And then I say, hey, guys, I just want to remind you of something.
Well, I didn't know that it was in that order, but all right. I think you're both a little judgy for this time of year.
Does Kevin have my CIF championship?
Is it contagious?
What is it, CSF? CSF,
CSI.
You have CSI.
I thought it was CIS.
If anyone's brain has been leaking, it clearly has been mine. So I will accept that.
What if your brain was leaking out your back where the spider bite was?
Point.
Kevin, you're such a disease.
I mean, that's spine, right?
No, it's neck, but okay.
But where your neck goes to your
spine. But it's like skin.
Your neck bone connects to your spine bone. Everyone knows that part.
I don't like how hard you're pressing this.
Okay, let's move on. I want to remind you guys of something very special happening tomorrow. It's going on from noon to 2 p.m. at Culver City Fire Station number 1 in downtown Culver City. Join the Kevin and Bean Show for Spark of Love's Toy Drive. All you need to do is bring a new unwrapped toy to donate to Spark of Love. We're going to be down there from 12 to 2. Yeah. It's going to be amazing.
We weren't. And then they added food. We were like, we're not showing up unless there's food.
They said Pizza Hut's going to go. And we're like, oh, we're
in. There.
Excellent.
We're there. Yeah.
We're also going to be giving away tickets to K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Yes.
So much fun. It's at 9600 Culver Boulevard in Culver City. Just bring a new unwrapped toy to donate to Spark of Love. And again, if you can't get down there tomorrow from noon to 2, we're bummed. We're going to miss you.
Yes.
But you also have the opportunity to bring a new unwrapped toy to any fire station, drop it off, and they will make sure it goes to very deserving hands. And a reminder, toys for all ages. We know buying for young kids is cute. It's easy. But why not buy, you know, sports equipment for someone a little bit older?
Like a rifle?
Maybe not a rifle.
A blowtorch?
No. That's bad.
Kevin's just talking about his gifts.
Kevin's like, you're hoping
these
people
are
bring
what
it for
I
you.
Want.
This is my list that I have on Amazon,
Kevin's like, unfortunately, we aren't able to accept that, but go put it in the trunk of that car right over there.
But I'm excited to see people. This is the first time we'll all be together outside of the concerts that we basically are forced to go to.
I love these shows.
I love them, but I'm saying we all have to go together, basically. Yeah,
sure.
In this case, we're doing it for a good cause.
We're doing it for the children.
Yay!
And Kevin's doing it for the pizza.
And the gun. And the flamethrower.
And the flamethrower, especially.
You guys remember that dog that drew international attention because he had like a little tail-like growth on his forehead?
Oh, yeah.
People were like, "What? That dog has a tail on his head."
Mm-hmm.
Adorable dog. And people were trying to find him a home. The dog is named Narwhal, the little magical furry unicorn. He was rescued in November at Max Mission in southeast Missouri.
This doesn't end with him dead, right?
The mission received more than 300 offers to adopt him, but the dog also drew some unwelcome attention, including death threats.
No!
People were so mad at
was
this
it other
cute
dogs?
Dog. Yeah, I think it was a cat that was just typing,
I hate that dog.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so very insane story, but the dog that drew that international attention is going to remain with the founder of the group that rescued him.
Yay!
Rochelle Steffen said that the two factors of, you know, people wanting to adopt him so many plus the unwelcome attention led to her saying, you know what, I think I should just keep the dog.
Plus ugly.
Conspiracy Alley. Mm-hmm. Coming in with a hot take.
Okay.
I love what you do down there at Max Mission. I love that you rescue animals. But I also think that you saw such a huge demand for this bad boy, and you saw money signs. And you were like, I am keeping that dog, and he's going to be the next big thing.
Are you saying that now that little Bub has died, the internet meme will go to Narwhal?
I mean, it's going to go somewhere.
There's a little Bub-sized hole on the internet. Tell you that.
With a little tail that can fill it right there between his eyes. Oh, dude. Yeah, no, I don't really believe that.
Okay.
But I think it's wonderful that she adopted the dog herself to make money.
Wow.
Get ready for the Narwhal calendar is what you're saying.
Exactly. I'd buy it.
Hey, we should do that before anybody else thinks of it.
Draw it or?
Draw it.
Yeah.
We're all artists.
It's all just like stick figures.
This is Narwhal.
Yeah, no, look, you can tell because he has, it's just a weird line.
How hard is that
to
draw?
Yeah. It can't be that hard. You guys. Ugh. Billie Eilish has been named Apple Music's Global Artist of the Year for 2019.
Makes sense.
She will be honored and perform today at the first ever Apple Music Awards at Steve Jobs Theater in Cupertino. She also received Album of the Year for her debut studio album, When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?, released in March. The album was the most played album on Apple Music this year with more than a billion streams.
Great album. I didn't know who I was until I heard this album.
I got to tell you, guy. Just everything having to do with 2019 mm-hmm. goes to Billie Eilish.
100%. Yeah, just a huge year for this young lady. In addition, Eilish and her brother Phineas will also receive the Songwriter of the Year Award. Things are coming up, Billie Eilish, up there in Cupertino.
Just getting started.
Absolutely. 17, you guys.
Yeah, I love her.
17. Let's keep Drake away from her. That's all I am saying, you guys. Let's talk some birthdays. It's Jay-Z's birthday, and if you missed it earlier, turn of 50. So what does he do? He gives us all a gift. He has released all of his music back to Spotify. Yep. So he took it all off 2017, started Tidal, and everyone's like, I don't want to do that. And now it's all on Spotify.
And if you don't know Jay-Z because you're listening to K-Rock, not K-Rap, which we hear, a great way to start is Blueprint.
Yeah.
Sure.
That would be the place to go.
Absolutely.
Great record. Yeah.
Happy birthday to Tyra Banks, Jeff Bridges, Marissa Tomei, and Fred Armisen. And that's what's happening.
All right, we have tickets on the floor for both nights of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas and Bud Light Platinum Passes.
Yep.
That we will give to you if you win the game next. So call.
You also have to be 21 or older.
And call 1-800-520-1067. That is the phone number. You call and we will play a game next. We have tickets for this weekend on the floor for both nights at the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas plus the Bud Light Platinum VIP Passes. You have to be 21 or over. We have a full amount of people on the lines. This song is called Dear Santa. I mean song. This game is called Dear Santa, Love Timmy.
Dear Santa, love and Timmy. Dear Santa, love and Timmy. Oh, what will Timmy want from Santa? Get it right, you'll scream hallelujah. What will Timmy want from Santa? This kid's a big asshole. Dear Santa, love Timmy. Dear Santa, love Timmy.
Is that you, little Timmy Lindbergh?
Hi, everybody. It's me, little Timmy Lindbergh from Encino.
And you're how old?
I'm 8.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's so sweet. Okay, so will you explain to listeners what we're expecting from them?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to read a letter that I wrote for Santa Claus, and then you're going to guess the band I'm talking about.
Now, will this be from both nights?
No, this is from night 2.
Night 2, so okay. It'll be a band from night 2. That's your only clue.
Which I heard is sold out.
It is. How did you hear that, Timmy?
I listened to the show.
Oh, wow. That's a terrible choice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, are you ready?
You said song instead of segment. I noticed.
Timmy.
Let's start with Erica in Yorba Belinda. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Erica. Do you want to hear my letter to Santa?
Yes, I do.
Okay, here it is. Dear Santa, I love a Nintendo Switch, please. All my friends at school have one. Mario Kart looks so fun, which reminds me of this English band that makes music for cars. I doubt they're dropping banana peels, but they are dropping sick jams like Love Me and The Sound. And Matt, the lead singer, he has some cool dance moves. My stupid bitch of a mom keeps saying video games will rot my brain, but don't listen to her. My dad never did, and now he lives with a new family in Bozeman, Montana.
Wow.
Anyway, what band am I talking about? Love, little Timothy Lindbergh.
Wow. Let's see. Is that...
I think she's Googling.
I'm going to go of Monsters of Men.
No!
Oh, no, Erica.
I'm sorry, that was the 1975.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
Dear Santa, love Timmy.
All right.
She's dumb like my mom.
I don't think that's the point. Let's go to Hannah in West Hollywood. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Hannah. Do you want to hear my letter to Santa?
Yes, I do.
Okay, here it is. This Christmas, I hope to finally get a bicycle, one with training wheels. Sure, I got one handed down from my cousin, but that one's broken, which gets me thinking about a band out of L.A. because their first song was called Broken. They have that one album called Finding It Hard to Smile, which is something I can relate to because I find it hard to smile when my stupid skank bitch mom keeps complaining about all the alcoholics she dates.
What?
Well, how about looking for a husband outside of AA meetings for a change? Anyway, what band am I talking about?
Timmy.
Love, little Timmy Lindbergh.
Timmy, you have issues.
Maybe not me, maybe my mom.
Okay, Hannah?
Might need a therapist, Timmy. Lovely the Band.
Lovely the Band is correct. Yes. Dear Santa, love Timmy. All right. Hannah goes on hold. Let's go to Francisco and Fontana. Good morning, Francisco.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Hi, Francisco. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay. Do you want to hear my letter to Santa?
Yes.
Okay. Dear Santa.
What if you said no?
No, I just tell him to F off. This is a big one. I want a toy plane. One I can use in my backyard. Which reminds me, man, I'm super into that band from Columbus, Ohio. The really popular one.
Wow! He didn't even want to hear the end of your story.
Well, my mom does Adderall. That's the end.
Francisco, you're in. Thank you. Hold on. Dear Santa, love Timmy. Let's go to... Hang on one second. Let's go to Andrew in Buena Park. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, guys.
Hi,
good morning.
Andrew. Hi. Do you want to hear my letter to Santa?
I would love to.
Okay. Dear Santa, I want a puppy, a golden retriever, and I want to name it Babble, after my favorite album from 2012. It's from a British group known for their folk style and banjos. I'm excited to dig deep into their new album, Delta, but I haven't been able to listen because my dumb bitch mom took away my record player like a narc. If she thinks that's loud, wait till I hit her in the head with a frying pan.
Man.
What band am I talking about? Love, Little Timmy Lindbergh.
You said they're a British band?
I don't repeat.
How about...
I don't repeat. Little Timmy does not repeat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, how about... It's not Monsters of Men because they're, like, not British. But how about Interrupters?
Well, they're from, you know, Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
It's, damn it.
Yeah. It's Mumford and Sons.
I always say Orange County is the Great Britain
Mumford
of L.A.
And Sons.
Mumford and Sons,
sorry.
Yes.
So close.
Yeah.
Sorry, hold on. You always say that, do you, Timmy?
I do.
You're pretty advanced for an 8-year-old.
Well, I got to go on my own. I'm a latchkey kid.
Okay. Gabe in Laguna Niguel. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Say hi to Timmy.
Hi.
Hey, Timmy, how are you?
I'm good. Do you want to hear my letter to Santa?
I'd love to.
Okay. Dear Santa, I've been hoping for this since last Christmas. I'd love a remote-controlled car. I want to race my friend Jeff, who says American trucks are the best because they're built like real Americans in Detroit. Which reminds me of this band, who are originally from Detroit. My favorite album of theirs is Broken Boy Soldiers. They rock. I love the main dude. He shreds, even though my stupid bitch of a mom keeps asking where Meg is. I hope nothing happens to her and her brakes when she's driving on a bridge to work next week.
Wow.
That would be awful. Okay, what band am I talking about? Love, Little Timmy Lindbergh.
Timmy, that's the Raconteur.
Yay!
That is the Raconteur.
Dear
yes.
Santa, love Timmy.
Do you think we should call about his
mom?
She won't pick up.
Okay.
Wow.
Let's go to Gabriel in Corona. We have time for one more. Good morning, Gabriel.
Good morning.
Hi, Gabriel. Do you want to hear my letter to Santa?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Dear Santa, I'm writing to make sure that this year, under my tree, is a set of walkie-talkies. This way, my cousin and I can play soldier and keep in touch on the playground. Which reminds me of one of my favorite songs, Little Talks. It's by the band out of Iceland, which I think might
Monster
be...
Monster Men?
Little Timmy didn't have time to insult his mom.
Well, at the end of it, I'm going to kill her. That's kind of the end of the bit. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Love, Little Timmy Lindbergh.
All right. Gabriel is correct. Yes. Dear Santa, love
Timmy.
Yes.
You guys going to pick a winner?
I mean, I think we should, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even I'm 8 years old and I know that.
Take it easy, Timmy.
The winner is Hannah.
Hannah.
Yay!
Congratulations,
Yay!
Hannah.
You
got tickets on the floor for both nights.
Sadly, you have to bring Timmy.
Yes, unfortunately.
Do you have a shovel and handcuffs?
What?
Mm-hmm. I do. Dear Santa, love Timmy.
Dear Santa, love Timmy. I think I have too many examples for this.
You do.
And that's not good.
When it's an out-of-control party... You tend to come correct.
Bad work Christmas parties is the topic, and we are going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. We've had many, many, and I'm not sure why, but we've had so many horrible Christmas parties that they kind of come around to become great because it's just a disaster.
Yeah.
One of them that did not turn around and go great was we had a Joan Rivers look alike, sound alike.
Like an impersonator.
Yes, an impersonator.
Which was like kind of hot in the 80s and 90s.
That did stand up, sort of, and sort of worked the crowd. And I don't want to, I'm just not going to say any names. So there was someone at the station who might have had a drinking problem.
Okay.
So one of the people who was talking to the impersonator said, hey, make fun of that.
So oh, my gosh.
Yes, right. So who? Why would someone do that?
What the heck?
Right. So then the Joan Rivers impersonator gets up and starts doing the bit and is sort of roasting everybody from the things that they told.
Mm-hmm.
And started making fun of the person that had a problem with alcohol.
Oh, who, no.
A disease.
Who got up and ran out.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Now, I'd like to suggest not a great work Christmas party.
Not great.
I'm not sure. I, by the way, I sort of blame that on the person, the employee that told her.
Oh, sure, for sure.
Like, what's that performer supposed to do? It only has so many things to draw from.
Yeah, well.
So there was that one. We went on a boat.
Okay.
One time, and the problem with the party on a boat is you can't get off the party on the boat.
Yeah, it's a like captive audience.
Nightmare, yeah.
Yeah.
So we actually asked for a K-Rock listener with a boat to follow us around in a like a rescue boat.
Like in a dinghy?
Yes.
Okay. No, so you could get off?
In case we needed to get off the boat. Right. Huh? Thank you for clarifying. And then it was just, I don't know, we were about 2 hours in, and I was trying to make the decision, when do we pull the ripcord? When do Beat and I get out of this party? After 2 hours, like, seems like a lot. So I went up to the captain and I said, hey, how long is this party supposed to go on the boat? Like, do you have a set time?
Yeah, you're just trying to figure out your schedule.
He said, and I quote, until anyone that works at K-Rock tells me we're done.
Uh-oh.
And I said, we're done.
Fantastic.
Perfect.
And he went, okay. And he just turned and went right back to the dock.
I
literally heard people after that going, seems short. Oh, yeah, it seems like it was a little short.
I love it.
There was another K-Rock Christmas party. Where Bean's wife Donna and I,
rest in peace.
No, Donna's alive.
No, Bean.
Donna's alive. But yeah.
Yeah.
The widow.
The food was not good.
Okay.
And it was a fish, some sort of fish.
Uh huh.
And it still had the head on it.
Oh, okay. I don't love it.
And the eyes were looking at you.
Don't love it.
Right?
Yeah.
Why would anyone eat that anywhere for any reason?
Yeah.
So Donna and I thought it would be funny to order a pizza delivered to our table
amazing.
At the party.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And the guy came in, the deliverer came in, and he had the pizzas, and everybody was like, oh!
Jealous. Totally jealous,
and then
right?
he started asking where the tables were. We raised our hand. He brought us over a pizza. It was so good.
That's amazing.
So
I love
good.
It. Are we going to take calls from people?
Yes.
Are we going to hear some really disastrous Christmas party stories?
Yeah, here's the thing. I don't know why work parties get so bad. Maybe it's because when you're working with people and you're at work, you don't let your guard down.
Right.
Yeah, maybe. But when you're at a Christmas party, it's time to party.
It's, it's all pent up.
Yeah.
Like, this is you
your
getting
night
out your, yeah.
To let loose. There's usually not alcohol at work. I mean, unless you work here.
What?
So then you go to a Christmas party and it's free flowing. People are really feeling it.
Yeah.
Usually you're dressed up. Maybe you've never seen Amy from Finance in a dress.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Maybe you've never seen Bob from
some other
HR.
We're all very corporate here, as you know.
Couldn't even think of another department.
Not one
couldn't
department.
Even think of an office. No.
Anyway, who knew he had those guns under his jacket? I don't know. But give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. We want to hear your disastrous holiday party stories, because there's got to be a lot.
I mean, it just goes south so fast.
So
with people that are familiar with each other, but not in an out-of-work context.
Yeah.
There was another party. I don't even think I should talk about this one.
Should
I talk
too
about
late. You got
yeah,
to.
Too yeah. late. Go ahead.
The one with the grabbing?
Yeah. I mean, no
oh,
names.
You've told that one
don't
on
say
the
names.
Air
I have. Yeah. Don't okay. say names.
This was a very different time, kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is when you could make fun of someone at a Christmas party and make them run out of the room and then never hear about it again.
Yes.
Yeah, different times.
Correct. So there was someone at a K-Rock Christmas party who was walking up to guys only and just saying hello with a handshake to the junk.
So ooh. Grabbing their junk.
Just lightly.
Okay.
Just a nice, hey, how you doing?
Ooh. Woman or man?
Man.
Okay. All right.
If it was a woman, I would have married her, but it's a man.
All right.
And I thought about marrying him. No, but it's so, like, you're dressed up a little bit.
Yeah.
For us, especially. And It's so off-putting. Like, I don't know what to say, what to do. That was horrible, but also I can see how funny it was because he's laughing like a maniac.
Do you think that it's gotten less crazy in these times, or do you think that the Christmas party is almost like a Twilight Zone? Like, what happens there stays there kind of stuff? Or do you
Oh, no, I think it's gotten different.
Okay.
Like, I would never... So...
Because, like, you hear about the lampshade on the head and those things. Like, it's a trope. I think it still happens.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think so, too. But in this particular case, no. So
this is bad.
So I say to the other employee, and I'm not proud of this, but I said I'd give you $100 to do that to the GM.
Oh, my God.
General manager.
Main boss, basically.
And he said, okay. And I was like, oh, no, I'm going to have to actually pay this because this is the guy who's doing it. Like,
Kevin didn't care about this guy's job. He just
would,
like, I got to pay him out of $100.
He would do this in a second.
Yeah.
So I kept waiting and waiting, and he was working his way over there. And then the boss said, oh, hello, everybody. Can I have your attention? Everyone was quiet, finally. Said, hey, we had a great year. We want to thank you for blah, blah, blah. And he's just starting to address everybody at the end of the year Christmas party. And for some reason, the guy that I offered $100 thought that was the time.
Well, yeah.
To do that.
Sure.
What do you mean? Well, yeah,
I
sure.
mean, everyone's watching.
I mean, take the stage, yeah.
That's the worst time.
Yeah.
So he walked up and he...
grabbed his junk?
He grabbed his junk.
Yeah.
Touch me, I'm going to scream.
And the general manager, who was a pretty... he had a pretty good sense of humor.
Uh-huh.
Found it slightly funny.
Uh-huh. Well, no, slightly funny just means that he didn't know what to do and kind of laughed it
well,
off.
Yes. Well, yes, but because everybody was looking at him, had to laugh it off.
Obviously.
And sort of play along.
Yeah.
And so no one ever got in trouble from that, although someone should have.
In 2019, he'd own the station.
Agreed.
Oh, my God. He'd own so much more than the station. Maybe radio in general.
The only
the new Marconi, radio. Yeah.
The only other thing I remember from that party was how long I stayed on the floor laughing.
Mm-hmm. From that?
From that. I couldn't get my head around the fact that he chose that moment to do that in front of everyone. I was probably 3 to 5 minutes on the floor.
Different times, man.
Crazy.
Very different times.
Different times.
Yeah.
Okay, take it easy.
Take it easy, right, buddy.
So what goes wrong with office Christmas parties? That's the topic. Let's take one phone call before we break. Let's make it Martin and Brea. Hey, Martin.
Good morning. All right, so at the time I worked for this pretty big insurance company, and Christmas party, they decided to do casino night. Well, one of these guys, he was actually a supervisor, got completely hammered and almost fought the dealer because he thought the dealer was cheating him out of chips.
Oh, wow.
So stupid.
Okay.
So it wasn't even real money. It was funny money, just having a good time and everything. And guy was playing blackjack. He thought the dealer took more chips than what he lost.
So stupid.
Grabbed him by the collar and almost tried to punch him. The guy was so drunk. His wife at the time was keeping him standing. He kept on swaying all over the place.
And this is all for like the best parking spot for a month. Like if you get the
Maybe.
Most chips, you win like a boom box or something. What a doof.
Wow. It wasn't even that. It was just for bragging rights.
Just bragging rights.
Even worse.
Wow, she's as bad as he is if she's holding him up so he can keep doing that.
Do you still work with him?
No, I quit that job a while ago.
Okay, good.
All right. Thank you for the call. All right, this might be a time to say we're looking for funny calls.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that there's
no one dies at your Christmas party
or anything else. Or like the last story I told.
I mean, you said to
start it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for starting it. We will take phone calls. Bad office Christmas parties. 1-800-520-1067. All right. Just before Panic at the Disco, let's take one phone call. We are talking about bad office parties. Eric in Simi Valley. Good morning. Bad office Christmas parties.
Hey.
Hi there.
Yeah. How's it going, guys?
Good.
So a few years back, our company had a Christmas party at a really nice place. I'm pretty sure it was a Four Seasons. Mm-hmm. It was years ago, so
okay.
I remember. But we had an open bar, so what could go wrong? And the CEO was up there on stage in front of everybody giving awards out and doing that kind of stuff. And there was an assistant up there who had been drinking the whole time. She was up there helping, whatever, and she literally threw up on stage in front of everybody.
Oh,
and
no.
People who drink and can't hold their liquor and throw up in public should be kicked out of this country.
Kevin, you did
just
that
recently
a couple
did
weeks
it.
Ago.
Yeah,
what's
after,
that?
You just
after
did
a party we had
you just
here
did
at
it.
Work.
Yeah,
no,
you did
it.
At a bar.
Yeah. So I think we need that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, no more open bar now it's ticket. You get like two drinks per person now.
Oh, that's not fair. She screwed it up for everyone.
She ruined it for everyone.
Stupid barfer.
Yeah.
Right.
I hate her.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. Janet, you hold on. Jesse and Monica, you hold on as well. We'll talk to you next. I don't know why office Christmas parties go south sometimes, but they do.
Says the guy who had like six examples, but sure.
I mean, most of the time it does involve alcohol, though. Let's be honest.
Yes. It usually does.
All right. Let's start with Angelica in Burbank. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
What's up?
I'm so excited. Okay, so my office party, I worked for a lighting company, and we had a huge studio. And basically, one of my coworkers, I worked with like a bunch of dads. And he had three very attractive sons. And I was like, ooh, who are these guys? And they're like, oh, they're my sons. They're in the military. And I was like, cool. Are any of them single? And I ended up hitting off with one of them. And he ended up, like, making out with me in the hallway of the bathroom. And I was like, oh, okay, you're cute. Sure. Ooh. And then we ended up leaving the party, going to play pool in North Hollywood. And then things got kind of weird because, like, we had a drink or two. And he was like, you know, we're like 24. He was like, oh, yeah, so do you want to have kids one day? And I was like,
what?
What? Yeah, he's like, do you want to have kids one day? And I was like, no, kids are gross. Ew. And I'm like, I guess if my husband was really cute, sure. And he was like, oh, so I'm not cute enough for you? And I was like,
what the hell kind of inquisition
is
this?
Date. You guys just made out drunkenly. What is he doing getting all philosophical?
Yeah. I know. It's just like, I know I'm cute and awesome, but come on. Huh. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to go. And I had, like, my friend with me also who was hammered. And I was like, hey, we're going to go.
Did your coworker ever find out that happened?
That was her
yes,
boss.
His dad knew. His dad saw us hanging out all night. And it was just, like, a running joke the rest of the year. Like, oh, hey, when are you going to go, date my son? You know, he's back from...
From Kuwait.
He's back from like the war and everything, she said.
Angelica sounds like a blast at these parties.
Angelica is a party.
You're the best.
Bring your kids. Angelica's around.
He's like back from the war and everything.
Let's go to Jesse in Huntington Beach. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
So I used to work for a company in the action sport industry. Mm-hmm. And one year they decided to have it on a boat. And the boat had a glass bottom, so people were getting drunk and trying to break the glass bottom with bottles.
What?
It was,
wait a minute. They were trying to sink the boat.
Yeah. It was an open bar, but people were still stealing all the bottles. Somebody tried to throw the captain overboard.
Hold on.
This office rules.
So wait, really somebody grabbed the captain and his intention was to throw them off the boat?
Yeah. What? And then they also decided to do it in the middle of the boat parade. And we were throwing stuff at the other boats.
Wow. Huntington Beach frowns upon that at their boat parade. Yeah.
And yet, I need to know where Jesse works and when the office Christmas party is this year.
Yeah, I kind of want to get involved in this Royal Rumble.
So when we docked, they called the cops, and when we docked, the cops were waiting for us, and a bunch of people got arrested.
Yeah, that's not as fun.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I love that we were like, wait, they were trying to throw the captain off, and he's like, yeah. Like, that's the most normal thing. Like, what aren't you listening to?
It was a Christmas party.
Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unreal.
He was making people mad. Yeah. What do you want?
No, okay, Jesse, you're right, man.
Jesse, you're right.
He should have thought of that before he was making people mad.
Yeah, don't make Jesse mad. Just say yes.
All right, let's go to Christina and Whittier. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, damn, my story doesn't sound as interesting as that one now.
That's all right.
But I'll do my best. We had a scavenger hunt for our escape, or for my Christmas party. Mm-hmm. Well, they decided to put 16 people on a bus that was only meant for 9 people.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We were all cramped up in there. We were all bored. Nobody had the same taste in music, so no one wanted to have fun. We went from Fullerton to La Habra, to Costa Mesa, to Brea, back to Costa Mesa.
What a nightmare.
All the way back to downtown Fullerton, all during traffic hour. No. We were on that bus for 4 hours.
No! On a bus.
Oh, my God.
It was horrible. And then we all hated it. We were like, no, this is dumb. We were in a competition with another store because they were from Huntington Beach. Mm-hmm. And we were all just pissed. And then at the end of it, we had to pretend like we had fun because the owner apparently did plan this off for a whole year, and we were just like, wow. Oh my God, we loved it. Yay.
Oh, that was so good. Oh, thank you for planning for me to be on a bus
very
for
4 hours.
Thank you for the call. Wow. Let's go to Janet in Pacoima. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning. So I work in a hospital in the neurology department.
Oh, sounds like somewhere Allie's going to be soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So one of our head neurologists, who I work with her from time to time, she's very straight-laced, very straightforward, always really nice, very quiet. We had our department office party at a wine bar. I came in a little later than her, and she was wearing a wig.
What?
Okay.
I know, which I was just like, okay, well, she's fun, she's festive, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell she had had a few because she seemed way happy to see me, like way happier than we know each other.
Sure.
By the end of the party, she had taken her shoes off, taken her wig off, was swinging it around the dance floor, was putting it on the orderlies.
What?
I definitely saw her rub her butt on my supervisor.
Oh, my God.
It
really?
It was great for me. And yeah. It was hilarious.
What a great party. Now we need to go to two parties.
Yeah. I love a drunk neurologist. I've said it for years.
They get down.
She's so straight-laced.
Yeah,
That's so crazy.
That's good.
You don't go to college for that long without partying.
Amen. Yeah.
Janet, it was a great time. I still see her from time to time.
Do you still work at the same place?
Yeah, she's still. She's straight laced. No recognition of that ever happening, but I'm looking forward to this year.
Well. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you want a drink?
Want to rub your butt on a supervisor?
106.7 K Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:51. Coming up just after the top of the hour, Allie might die.
What?
And then Andrew Santino, comedian.
Yes, very funny stand-up.
I hope I make it for that.
We'll find out.
Questionable? It's 50-50.
Yeah. All right.
We'll find out. Coming up in just a second. First, it's time for What's Happening. Here's Allie's last What's Happening report.
Oh, my God.
Possible last.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lead with possible.
Possible. Okay.
I mean, we don't need taps.
Well,
we like might need them in the future, though.
So just have them handy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I told you before about HBO Max handing out some wonderful orders for original stand-up comedy specials.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, Netflix has done the same.
Okay.
They won the bidding war for Ali Wong. Ali Wong has scored a huge deal with Netflix to host two stand-up specials in 2020. She broke big on Netflix in 2016 with Baby Cobra, and then, of course, Always Be My Maybe, which was such a delightful movie. So HBO lobbied very hard to get Wong on their streaming service. Not streaming service, on HBO to do a special. But The Hollywood Reporter said she ultimately went with Netflix, and they shelled out 8 figures for the specials.
Wow.
8 figures. That's tens of millions, correct?
Good job,
Allie. If my math is right?
Yeah, good job.
I asked you before the segment.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it. I was like, seven, I think, is a million.
I was willing to pretend that you did that on
your own. Thank you. No, but before the segment, I'm like, so 8 figures, that's like tens of millions. And Kevin's like, no, that's a million.
That is what I said.
Really? I'm that wrong?
Yeah.
But again, brain fluid.
No, you were.
I think I'm nailing it.
You were right.
4,500, 4 million, what? 5 billion.
There's no billion.
13,520,000.
Sir.
That's not even a number.
That's 10, I think.
I don't know, you guys. Here's the thing. I have to see these article titles and determine, do I even click on it? Do I go right past it? Is this even a story? So when I see Jason Momoa slams Chris Pratt on Instagram,
I'm screaming.
I'm like, oh my God, I want to see him take down Chris Pratt, whether it's physically, whether it's, you know, in prose.
Shirts off.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I just want to see it. But then I saw it and I was like, oh, that is misleading. So Chris Pratt is announcing an Amazon collaboration for a bunch of workout stuff, whatever, and he's holding a water bottle. So Jason Momoa comments, bro, I love you, but WTF on the water bottle. No single-use plastic.
Right.
Come on.
Mm.
And I'm like, that's him slamming Chris Pratt? Are you kidding me?
No.
Not even a little bit. So Chris Pratt wrote back, Aquaman, you're completely right. Damn it. I always carry my big gallon-sized reusable water jug around with me, too. I even had it that day. If I remember correctly, somebody threw that plastic bottle to me in the photo shoot because I didn't know what to do with my hands. I never know what to do with my hands.
I'm with that guy.
So uncomfortable. For real, though. Love you, too, buddy. My bad. I don't want your home of Atlantis covered in plastic. Hear that, kids? Reduce, reuse, recycle. I think that whole thing was planned just so they could have this total bro moment. Yeah.
I don't hate it.
Also, Chris Pratt has a gallon-sized reusable water jug. Hmm. Almost like that's a great idea and people should have that and not be made fun of.
Does it have inspirational slogans on it? Like, you can do this.
And do they fill it with Crystal Light?
Well, no. I usually fill mine with water. Today it is Crystal Light. Oh. And this isn't a full gallon. This is
no,
my
that's
half.
Just your her half one. It's very. By the way, that looks huge.
You're currently on Keep Going.
I am. I'm on 11 a.m. Keep Going. Yeah, Crystal Light. I believe in Crystal Light because I believe in me.
Right.
I don't know if you knew that.
Okay.
It's very true.
I'm sure that's what they imagined in this inspirational gallon jug.
I think Chris Pratt's probably has Bible verses, though.
Yeah.
On his.
Sure.
Right? Do unto others. And he's like, do unto others. I'm going to drink.
Jesus wants me to drink this water.
Good times, you guys. I find this very interesting, and I believe this study. I believe the research only because it's something that I don't do well. Poorly wrapped Christmas gifts tend to be better received.
Poorly wrapped, better received.
Researchers found that wrapping presents too neatly inflates the expectations of what's inside.
Finally, I win.
Right? While doing a sloppy job actually helps the gift go over better. Thank God, because I cannot wrap for
same.
Ass.
Well, this is how I feel about our radio show.
What?
Well, I'm just saying, like, we're like, we're kind of like strung
sloppy.
Together, DIY. Like,
right.
This is, and people have low expectations. Then the way they laugh, they go, hey, they did it.
That's the key.
That
low
is
expectations.
A great point.
So you see the wrapping underneath, underneath the tree, and it's kind of
like, this is gonna suck.
Your expectations are way low.
Yeah, this is gonna be a good gift.
I love it.
And then you open it, and bang, I love
this.
The researchers made the surprising finding by studying a group of Miami Heat fans.
Hmm.
Some were given mugs with the team's logo, while others received mugs with the Orlando Magic logo. When a Magic mug was shoddily wrapped, the Heat fans still reported a positive response.
Okay.
So they're getting a team
a gift
that
they don't want,
love, but it was crappily wrapped, so they're like, oh, this isn't bad. But then when it came in a nice wrapping, they were like, I want this.
A mug? The team's not mine?
From the Orlando Magic? I mean, Shaq isn't even on that team anymore.
Santa has something very special in his sack for you two.
Don't love that.
Gross.
I mean, that's great news for all of us, guys.
I'm not good at I mean, like I've admitted before, I've had to hire someone to wrap my gifts this year. I might do it myself.
Well, here's someone else that's going to do it himself. Kevin Ryder, because Taco Bell has just released taco-scented wrapping paper.
Yay! All right.
If you know someone who really loves Taco Bell, his name is Kevin Ryder, you may want to wrap their holiday gifts in the brand's new taco-scented wrapping paper. The item is limited edition, features the scent of Taco Bell's Triple Double Crunch Wrap, and they're calling it Crunch Wrapping Paper, of course. You can buy a set of the paper on Amazon. Each one comes with 5 sheets, seasoned beef, nacho cheese sauce, crunchy tostada, tortilla, and veggies. You guys.
I'm down.
I'm in.
We need to get this for Kevin.
But you can't do that and then not have Taco Bell.
Oh, you have to eat Taco Bell as you're wrapping, right?
Right.
Get a little taco grease, meat grease.
That's a terrible idea.
Oh,
no,
shut
I think
up,
it's a good
Chuck.
Idea.
It's a great idea.
Well, I'm hoping we get closure tonight and we can move on to the next cause. But we're here supporting Taco Bell tonight, and that's what's important.
It's always what's important. I agree 100%. All right, we got to go because I got to find out if I'm dying. Some birthdays for you. Marissa Tomei, Fred Armisen, Jeff Bridges, Tyra Banks, and Jay-Z. That's what's happening.
That was comedian Andrew Santino's idea. If you didn't like that song, it's Jay-Z 99 Problems.
Hey, it's his 50th birthday.
It's his 50th birthday.
K-Rock, not K-Rap crap.
Hey, you guys had Rick Rubin and Jay-Z in the studio when that song came out.
Correct.
That's a big deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Andrew Santino is a comedian who has joined us. Good morning.
Yeah!
Good morning.
Yeah.
Do you guys not like Jay-Z? Is that what they do?
No, I love Jay-Z.
Oh, you love Jay-Z.
Some of our listeners don't want to hear from Whitey. You know
he's a talented musician. Get over it.
He's
what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
So I've known Andrew for a long time. Yep. He's one of the funniest people in all of Los Angeles comedy. Mm-hmm. Kevin, admittingly, didn't know a lot about him. Last night you did a deep dive. And now you're a huge Andrew Santino fan.
Yeah, I watched you do stand-up. I watched you on your podcast.
Thank you. I'm a big fan. I can't believe I've never been here.
I know. That's what I said.
For some reason, I just never.
Clearly, that's my fault.
Listened for years and years and years. So I appreciate it. And then when I knew that he went over here.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask a critical question?
Yeah.
Just kind of inside business?
Yeah.
So as a comedian, when you listen to the show, you're like, oh, wow, that's not funny.
That's not true at all.
Wow.
No, I mean, the show is very funny.
He shuts his brain off for that. He goes, I'm just trying to enjoy it.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
No, the show is very funny. Well, I mean, how many shows are funny, really, honestly?
Three.
It's just us and Nick Cannon.
Yeah, that's it.
Nick Cannon in the mornings is hilarious. Well, just not on purpose.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You could never compete with Nick Cannon.
Oh, yeah. We don't even hold that
guy. Funniest guy on planet Earth.
He's nowhere near us.
That's very true.
I first saw you in I'm Dying Up Here.
Yeah, that was my, yeah. Yeah,
that was
Showtime.
A delight.
It was a sad delight. Yeah, it was a wonderful show.
It was dark.
Yeah, it was very dark.
There were some dark. Very dark parts, and you weren't a lovely human.
No, I was mean on the show.
You were awful.
The same way that you guys were just talking about people being like, this isn't a rap. People watched that show thinking it was going to be a comedy. It was a drama. They put it out as a drama. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everybody was so mad at us. They're like, not funny at all. It's like, yeah, the first scene a guy kills himself.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to
if
be hilarious.
If you're thinking not funny at all, doesn't that make you, like, second guess what your impression was?
Yeah.
Well, why would they complain to you as not
think.
Funny at all?
Well, people.
Your main talent has been stand-up, but yet you're also on This Is Us.
Yeah, I did a couple episodes of This Is Us. That was like that was one of those shows where when I walked in to do the table read, this sounds cheesy, I knew it was going to be a hit. I've never known – I'm not on the show, so I'm not bragging. Mm-hmm. I just did a guest spot, and when I saw them do the table read, I was like, oh, there's no way this won't be successful.
I knew it from the trailer of that show. When that trailer –
Did you
gang,
cry?
Sob like a baby. Yeah. But that trailer had like 5 million views in the first day. And people were like, this is going to be a huge, huge show.
I was sitting there doing I'm Dying Up Here. I was in the middle of filming when I did the guest star on that pilot. And I remember sitting thinking, these people are going to make so much money. That's what I kept saying to myself.
Are you bitter?
I'm so mad. Yeah, because Showtime gave me like $30. They gave me like $30 and a couple of Southwest drinks tickets. I think that's what I got out of that show.
The thing that I have become most obsessed with Andrew, especially being on the radio now, is he has a podcast, which I tune into all the time. And sometimes it's called Whiskey Ginger, right?
Yeah, Whiskey Ginger,
and sometimes you do it alone.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, I could never do, even when I had a podcast for 10 years, I think I did it once alone.
That was my same thought, is that's a difficult thing and a skill that most people, including us in the room, don't have.
Well, okay, all I'm
except
thinking
for the girl
is,
that's dying.
Are you drinking whiskey, and is it because you're a ginger, or do you drink whiskey ginger?
I drink whiskey. It's because I'm ginger. I don't drink whiskey ginger.
Yeah, I thought that's a strange
choice. Fans oftentimes will tweet at me or come up to me at shows and be like, "A bunch of whiskey ginger." I'm like, I don't really.
You're like red hair.
Yeah, false advertising.
Okay, got it.
So they don't get it, by the way. A lot of people don't get that whiskey ginger redhead. They like freak out. They're like, "You don't drink?" I'm like, "No. It's a play on words."
Yeah. Do you see the color of my head and my beard?
They don't care. Nothing.
Then they think you're brilliant. They're like, "That is great."
No, they get mad and they storm out.
Or that.
Like, you're a jerk.
The first thing I saw on your podcast that I would like you to talk about briefly is Thanksgiving. You hate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hate Thanksgiving.
How many people hate Thanksgiving?
Me. I cannot stand the food. Turkey is a trash bird. Why are we pretending? Why are we pretending like this flightless bird is a good thing to eat?
Andrew.
It's you know it's bad.
No.
You know it's bad.
I love it.
We have in my house, because my parents, we've all finally agreed that we have steak.
You pushed this through. You're like, everybody, listen.
One day my mom was like, I don't like making this. It's a nightmare. It's too much. It's a waste. And my dad was like, we should just have steak. And I was like, we should. And we did forever. Now we'll never not have steak.
So now you don't have stuffing or all the sides to it?
We have sides, but those same sides can apply to like any meal, right?
Stuffing only goes with turkey.
I don't mess with stuffing.
Oh, my God.
What is it? What is it? Tell me what it is.
It's bread.
Yeah. No, I'm good. I'll just eat bread if I need bread. I don't need baked vegetable bread. I'll just eat regular bread and eat it. When you go to a steakhouse and you have a nice steak, they have warmed bread, and that's good enough.
Yeah.
I'll do that. We had how about that? We had garlic bread with our steak.
That sounds great.
Okay, yeah. So you know it wins.
Yeah, corn. Just,
okay,
corn. Corn.
We had a corn cream corn.
Where'd
dish.
You go? All right. Where'd you go? Ruth's Chris.
Yeah, we went to Morton's. That's where my dad is. Bob Morton. No, seriously, I just don't like turkey. No, none of my nobody in my family likes it. I don't do the leftover thing. You don't. Nobody really likes a leftover thing.
I love leftovers.
Oh my Stop god, it. That first bite Stop of a turkey it. Sandwich with cranberry right. on it. There's nothing
Jensen,
like
I
it.
I sort don't, of agree that it's a little. It's a little cold and stale when it comes to the turkey.
What?
He literally said yesterday no. he loves the turkey sandwich.
No,
he's trying to get
no.
in with you,
no,
Andrew.
No, no, no. I did it.
He's
I did
not
it yesterday.
F you.
No, I did it yesterday, and I did. I agreed. I started to say to myself,
Wait,
it's a little too
are you
cold
F
and
him?
Frozen.
No.
Huh?
Are you going to
cuddle him?
We already did. We already did.
We did.
Okay. Okay.
No, we did. We did. We did.
No,
we
no,
have.
No.
We will.
I do like some. Stuffing was good second day. Some of those things are good, but I do agree the turkey comes off a little cold.
Let me say this.
I had a turkey sandwich like 2 days ago.
But you know when you ate it, it was kind of sad.
But I didn't feel that way. What was sad?
The, what were you the doing? Meat? What were you doing while you were eating the turkey sandwich?
Watching
Weeping.
TV.
What were you watching?
Weeping.
Weeping. Yeah. Were you, as I wept and I ate my turkey sandwich. What did you watch?
It
you
didn't
remember?
Seem sad. No, I don't remember.
Surgery videos on YouTube.
No, maybe it was SEAL Team, which I love, okay. which is about
which is kind of sad. That is kind of sad.
Why See? Is it sad?
Because
Wait,
you're
you you, see?
You're watching tragedy and eating cold dead bird meat. It's so depressing to me. That's like the opposite of fun to me. Meanwhile, I ate all my steak and it was delicious. I got a full belly, and then the sides were all veggies and all that stuff. And we ate all that and we were good. We didn't have a fridge full of food that we were eventually going to throw away. It's wasteful. That's what I don't like. America
oh,
just
that is, you it's, don't that's care not about
it,
waste.
It is. It's crazy. Every year you see people. It's just like you just throw away stuff.
I mean, that is true. I had
Did
a
you
sandwich.
Throw away stuff?
No.
I Wait a minute. I had a sandwich, and Allie did a story like, how many days after Thanksgiving can you safely eat move?
3 to 4 days tops.
Yeah. That was right on the outer edge of that.
But
so.
Why do we make an exception for this holiday? You don't do that with any other holiday meal. Never.
No,
so
why
is this
special.
The thing? No, it's not special. It's not at all. It's sad. It's a sad SEAL Team turkey sandwich. That's what it is. It's a sad
that
SEAL Team
perfect.
Turkey sandwich.
All right, you're turning me around.
Andrew Santino is here. We will take a quick break and come right
There
in.
Shouldn't be stalls in men's bathrooms and bars in the first place. Because who the f*** is pooping at the bar? You're going to poop at the bar? You're going to poop here. Steve, you're going to poop at the bar. The bar that we're at. You're going to poop at this bar? You feel okay with that as a person? Pooping at the bar. Okay. Now I know who you really are. Pooping at the... Who are your friends? Who's your family? Go home, you animal. What are you? You pig person? Poop at the bar? Out of your mind? You man up if you have to poop. You finish your drink, pinch it off, and you walk home... So you can poop at the house naked like a grown-up.
That's Andrew Santino. You can see him live doing comedy at the Brea Improv. He has 4 shows this weekend. This Friday, December 6th, 7:30 and 9:45. And this Saturday, 7 p.m. and 9:30. Tickets are $20. Available now at improv.com/Brea, 18 and up.
Thank you. You know how many people send me tweets every week of my life? About people they catch pooping at the bar.
Really?
Yes, dude. They'll send snapshots of their shoes. Because the remaining part of that bit is I say, blue Adidas, I said you have to call it out. So when you
leaves.
Go, yeah, you look in the stall, you see what shoes they're wearing, then you yell at the bar, you go, there's a guy pooping wearing blue Adidas. So you everyone knows but him. But I will get people that send me shoes all the time. I'll get tweets every single
what
week.
What a weird
yeah.
thing to have.
Well, that bit
life.
Speaks to me as I didn't poop in public till my late 20s.
Because
sick.
Look, pooping in public is okay, but at a bar to me makes almost no sense. Just leave the bar.
Yeah.
Just
okay,
go home.
I'm down with
you
that.
You don't have to
I gotta
be
tell
there.
You.
Like, you don't need to stay.
I gotta tell you that Jensen, one of his first days here, he searched out a bathroom that he could use in the case
in an
that
emergency.
He needed to. Yeah, an emergency.
And I love that
And
bathroom.
He found one.
And I don't talk about it on air because I'm nervous other DJs are going to hear it and then go, there is a hidden bathroom.
Right.
What floor is it on?
We're not saying
exactly.
No way.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, it's got
to
be tucked away. Janitor's closet.
Now we have another argument that we've been having for a long time.
Yeah,
and you spoke to this as well on your podcast, or maybe in your comedy. I don't remember, but I get called a stinky ass white man.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Why?
Because you don't use a face cloth to wipe your butt. You don't use a washcloth.
That,
what are you even doing?
But also the underwear. I get made fun of all the time.
You're a stinky ass white man.
Well, who cares about the underwear if
well,
you're not
his
washing
bit
your
is
crack?
The underwear, but
yeah,
I'm
no,
saying
I say you should throw away underwear. Yeah, you shouldn't wear underwear for an extended period of time.
How? What do you mean? How many?
How often?
I throw underwear every year. I get new socks and underwear.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah,
okay.
every one calendar year, I donate socks. I throw away underwear.
Don't donate underwear.
I think you
underwear.
Should probably throw out both. But
no,
sure.
But people need socks.
People need socks.
And socks don't get that gross. To be honest, you can wash socks, and I think a homeless guy would appreciate socks. I think socks are okay.
Yeah.
Underwear is repulsive. You cannot recycle underwear. Mm-mm. Throw them away. Burn them. Hang them up on the roof. I don't know what you need to do with them.
Why would you hang them on the roof?
To let people know. To let people know. The tides are changing.
Yeah. This house is clean underwear.
The tide is changing. Yeah, every year I get a new chunk.
Bean used to make fun of me all the time because I would wear, if I work out, I get two pair of underwear a day. That's just a thing. If I work out, I get a new pair of underwear, I take a shower. It makes sense to me.
Oh, yeah. You don't put on dirty underwear after you
I'm saying,
take a shower.
I've been made fun of for 30 years. Maybe it was more Bean than you guys, but for changing my underwear all the time, daily.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, you got to change your underwear every day.
That's what I thought.
I mean, aren't wiping your ass, though. That's concerning.
That is a bit of an issue.
Yeah. What's your feeling on wiping the ass?
I've never done it.
A face cloth?
I've never wiped my ass once with a face cloth.
I thought you were going with never wipe your ass.
Oh, I don't do that either. That's insane. Yeah, toilet paper is a complete waste of money. It's a racket. That is a big racket. I won't participate.
He is not in the pocket of big toilet paper. Okay, but you do use a washcloth.
No, ma'am.
You're kidding.
Why? See, I don't understand. Why?
You just go straight
to
soap?
To clean your
I take my hands.
Uh-huh.
I put soap on my hands.
Right.
And I wash my body. Wait a minute. Time out. Hands.
Yeah.
Right, you're a human. You know how we've evolved?
Yeah.
We've always washed ourselves with our hands.
Right. But
your
butt
dirty
crack,
butt
you
towel.
Use,
that
yeah.
you, what, do you put it back in the shower?
No, you use
where does it go?
Once.
And where does it go?
You put it in the hamper.
No,
what
I would
goes
burn,
in the hamper?
I would burn it
what
if I were
What goes in
you.
The hamper?
With your butt towel. What goes in the hamper?
Other dirty towels.
Ah, that's disgusting. Now you've got your butt feces on the other towels.
Okay.
All of your towels now
right.
are
and when it goes in the washer.
All
now
my
you,
towels
now,
are now butt
no,
towels?
No, all your towels are butt towels. Your kitchen towels are butt towels. Your guest bathroom towels are butt towels.
Okay.
Your hand towels. Your face. Butt towels.
Everything's butt.
Your house is a butt towel house now. Congrats. Your feces are on all your towels.
Yes. I'm so
run
happy right now.
Run that test of the black light or whatever.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be everywhere. It's like your house is painted.
Oh, my God. It's just like a Jackson Pollock house.
Everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Every
I have
single
no
place.
Idea. I'm learning so much.
Stop
see?
Using butt towels.
No, absolutely not.
Let me
you
see your hand. Let me see your hand. This is the palm. Yeah, that's perfect. That'll fit right there. That'll fit right in the crack. Just put it right back there. Yeah. No need for the towel. That's insane.
He literally tapped my hand and was like, yep, that's perfect.
How many times have you checked the hand and go, no, you know what? That's not going to work.
A few people, it doesn't work.
Really?
A few people have
bad
hands
fit.
That just, bad fit. Bad it just fit. Doesn't work. Wow. Some people.
You have, okay, here's the thing. I feel like we are pals. And you're the only person I know closely who has been on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah.
Which I feel like is a, it's a thing.
It is. It's weird. Well, Joe and I are friends now after, years of knowing each other in the comedy world. I've done it probably 5 or 6 times, and I open for him sometimes, which is crazy because he does arenas.
Mm. Yeah.
And the fandom from that is, I can't explain it.
Yeah, it's a hardcore thing.
It's creepy, man. People, he could literally be like, no more food. And people would be like, no more food. And they would just obey.
He's got Oprah control.
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, he is a very powerful guy. And also, I appreciate what he's done for comedy and media because now I think it's garnered a whole new audience. Like people that didn't really like comedy that much, that just loved, listening to people. I think now they've started to like stand-up, so what he's done is incredible.
It's just funny because he's like DMT and UFC and stuff. And you don't really,
your act isn't
really in that place.
I'm not
place.
That guy. No, yeah. But that's what he likes. I think the best part about Joe is that he doesn't really care that we don't share all of those things. Like, I don't bow hunt. Do you know what I mean? I don't.
Who does?
That's like him. He's like the one.
I know he does.
But like none of that stuff is my stuff, but he just likes me for what I like. Like, I love sports. He hates sports, which is so annoying to me because I'm like,
hates sports.
He doesn't like team sports.
Team sport guy, yeah.
Hates team sports.
He loves UFC. Okay, what do you love the most? What sport?
I love baseball, probably baseball the most, genuinely, because I grew up that way. I mean, I love baseball the most.
It's the most dull sport ever.
It is. That's why I like it.
All right.
Yeah,
that's why you like it.
Yeah, because you don't really have to be there to be there.
Okay.
That's the greatest sport you can show up to and just kind of disappear for a couple hours and be like,
so my question is, how is that the greatest sport?
Because you can get really, really drunk and eat a lot of good food and you can hang out and
talk. So you can distract yourself from the fact that it's a super boring sport.
It's just a background sport. Okay. Yeah, but it's a nice background sport.
It is the Netflix of sports.
It is. It's
like,
great.
Just put it on. Check your phone.
And you love Netflix, don't you?
Absolutely.
It just keeps running in the back. It's fine. I'll take it.
Fine.
No, basketball is the best sport for me to see live.
Have you seen hockey live?
Yeah, I love hockey.
Hockey live is the best sport live. I think.
You do?
But
I think basketball, for just because those men are so unbelievably athletic, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like I got to go to the Clippers game on Sunday, and Kawhi Leonard, his body, I said to my friend, I said, I'm not gay, but his body looks like if I was gay, it's exactly what I would like. It looks exactly what if I was gay.
It's hard to argue that.
If I was, I go, that's the perfect kind of specimen.
I think we might be able to cut out the middleman. I think you just like Kawhi Leonard's body.
I really like Kawhi Leonard's body.
That's fine.
The athletic specimens of basketball is unbelievable. But hockey is phenomenal. I'm a big hockey fan. It's just troubling because I'm a Blackhawks guy. So I don't know.
What do you mean it's troubling because you're a Blackhawks guy? That's
Kings territory. It's hard to be a fan of that team, especially because of what we had for years going back and forth. But now we're trash. Anyway,
we're both trash.
We overpaid a bunch of kids, and that's what happens. Yeah. And, you know,
that's what happens a lot.
That's part of it. No, but it is weird with Joe and organized sports because I'm always like, you love MMA and UFC. That is a sport.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, but it's a singular sport. It's like a one-on-one. And I'm like, yeah, but during a game of any organized team, it's a ton of one-on-ones happening at once.
It's almost like he gets more.
Yeah, he hates that concept.
It's the DMT.
It's the DMT, man.
Andrew Santino will be at the Brea Improv 4 shows this weekend, Friday, December 6th, 7:30 and 9:45, Saturday, 7 p.m. and 9:30. Tickets are only $20, available at improv.com/Brea. Shows are 18 and up.
Yeah, come see me. You got a little-known fact about Brea. It's the home of, you know, croissants were invented in Brea.
Is this true?
No. Not even remote. Not even a little bit. But it is fun to
Why
do
would
that.
Why you say that?
I don't know. I just Brea.
It's sold tickets. It's sold tickets.
If you say little known fact, you can get away with anything.
Yeah, yes. It's sold tickets.
Okay, do it for me right now. Give me a little known fact.
Andrew Santino has sold more tickets for his shows than any other comedian in history.
Yep,
that is true.
That's actually true.
Impressive.
Come at me, Kevin Hart.
Right?
Little known fact, Andrew Santino is the greatest, he has the highest score in bowling out of anyone who's ever had a special on Showtime.
Can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to blow your mind right now.
No, you're not.
What you just said was a fact.
Really?
I went bowling a couple of weeks ago. You won't believe this even when I show it to you.
If you even
he's
say
got video.
You had a perfect
he's going
game.
Through his phone now and he's
Don't
got video.
Don't even say perfect game.
263.
Whoa!
That's not a perfect game.
9 strikes in a row.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
Okay, brain leaker. What are you bringing to the table besides...
Not 9 strikes in a row.
Oh, my God.
It's good.
That's very... I've never in my life... Do you know anyone that's had 9 strikes in a row?
No. No, never.
Let
me see this again.
Hey, this shocked the world. This shocked...
Did it shock the world?
By the way, just for the record, he had a perfect game going into the final frame.
I blew it.
Wow.
He
can't handle pressure.
I blew it. Man, I couldn't. Everyone gathered around.
Yeah.
At Pickwick Lanes over there in Burbank, everyone gathered around. It made me so... By the 7th frame, I was nervous.
Yeah.
And so I was literally shaking. Because people were drinking around watching.
Yeah.
People had called people over.
Hey, this guy's great.
Yeah, and some guy goes, using a house ball? I go, yeah, I'm not a bowler. He's like, this guy's a hustler. It's like, no.
I mean, that's the right answer. If you have 9 strikes in a row and you say you don't bowl.
I was using a house ball. I don't have shoes. I don't have a ball. Like, we were just bowling, and it was like... I was in the pocket. Like,
I can't believe that.
What's the pitcher that pitched on acid? Same thing.
Ellis.
I was in the Doc Ellis
You're
pocket.
You were on acid?
Yeah, I was. That's the only way to bowl.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. Andrew Santino, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, guys.
We're going to have you back sooner
Please.
Than,
yes.
you know,
than never.
Last time. Yeah. Never. Right. Thank you. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. That is Billie Eilish, Everything I Wanted.
I love it. And I love how her and Phineas added the paper in the background at the end.
That was Mugs.
That's a good touch.
Oh,
I got
okay.
a lot of papers
I
over here.
I turned on my mic a little bit.
A lot of papers.
Like 4 seconds early. And he's like, so I just turned it back
like
off.
Like she uses her Invisalign as a sound effect. So I thought, okay, just paper. No, just Mugs.
Just Mugs.
I love that song, by the way.
I'm here.
It's great.
It is 8:55. Allie is here. What's happening?
You guys, it's Jay-Z's 50th birthday, and he is bestowing gifts upon us. He has re-released all of his music back onto Spotify, so he had taken everything off in 2017. But now that, you know, nobody has Tidal, he decided that he would release it on Spotify again. So you can find all of his music there. So that's a lovely thing to do on your birthday, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Do you think that this is literally the end of Tidal? You know what I mean? Like, this is like, okay, Jay-Z just gave up on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a Beyonce record keeps it alive, I think.
Yeah.
Every time she drops something and it's exclusive to Tidal.
For a couple weeks.
For a couple weeks, and then everyone drops it. But, I mean, I do have friends who are big music heads who swear by Tidal's quality.
The sound quality.
Says the best sound quality out of all the streaming systems, but I'm not sure anyone's caring.
No. You know what I do care about? How much do you think the average American spends on snacks in a lifetime?
Very good question.
In a lifetime?
Yeah.
Very good question.
Yeah.
I'm way.
I was going to say, I'm talking average, Kevin.
Above
not
the average
you.
On this.
Not you.
Oh, wow.
How about, I got...
227,940,000.
A little high, dog.
Okay.
A little high. Yeah.
I'm going to say 4 million.
In a what?
The average American spends $4 million of snacks in their lifetime?
In their whole life. Wait, their whole life?
$4 million?
Is that high?
No, people don't make $1 million in a lifetime.
I know, it's a life.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't. Are you serious?
Did I say million? I meant thousand.
Kevin thinks people spend $4 million on snacks in their lifetime.
What? I meant thousand. 4,000.
Did you?
Who are you?
Sure.
You meant 4 million.
Unbelievable. Kevin, you're such a disease.
I can't believe it.
Oh my God.
That's like when you ask someone who like is super rich how much milk is.
And he's like, I don't know, $80?
$18? $25?
Like, honestly.
What is it about Kevin that makes you love him?
He's so simple.
$4 million in snacks.
1,000.
Okay.
$4,000 is what?
I have 12 grand.
Yeah, it's $30,000 for a lifetime.
Unbelievable.
Snacks. The reason I can't.
What
I can't
kind
with
of snacks
this.
Is that man buying?
I got to tell you, in my lifetime, I might reach that. I don't know.
Listen, you love Slim Jims.
I really
do. You guys heard about Daniel Higginbotham of Britain, who found a 6-inch potato chip inside of his bag of crisps that he was eating?
No.
Well, he saw that 6-inch potato chip and was like, I got to baby this. So he now keeps it in a special case on display.
What?
I would like to remind you that this is not a record-breaking chip. This is just a big chip he found in a bag. He literally found a big chip in his bag and was like, this is worthy of a display case. And now he has a display case in his home.
Wouldn't the first thing you do be Google what's the biggest potato chip?
By the way, his 6-inch... the world's largest potato chip, 25 inches by 14 inches. So, sir, you're nowhere near the record. That is just a larger-than-normal potato chip.
Oh, my God. Is it really that big?
Daniel, like you...
I mean, I do like the idea of just him. I'm not even going to acknowledge it.
You shouldn't.
I'm going to just. I like the idea that he's so positive about
it. He finds it so special.
Right? Yeah, and I
you're
like
right,
that.
You're
I
right.
Like that.
That is sweet. Imagine though, going to Daniel's house, like you're on a date, and he's like,
"Check this out.
Check out this 6-incher." And you're like, "Yeah,
yummy."
But and then you're like, "Oh, did that break any records? No,
it's just big.
But
cool.
It's really it's tied with the record."
6 inches versus 24 inches.
Yeah, okay.
What is wrong with your math today?
No, I'm making a joke. Like, it's not a record.
Okay,
but it has to be close for you to put it in.
Okay.
Come on, man.
$4 million.
4,000.
$4 million.
Is I'm sure what that guy meant when he said it.
Not even close.
Some birthdays for you: Marissa Tomei, Jeff Bridges, Jay-Z, Tyra Banks, and Fred Armisen. And that's what's happening.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
How much do you think the average American spends on snacks in a lifetime?
Very good question.
In a lifetime?
Yeah.
Very good question.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 4 million.
In a what?
The average American spends $4 million of snacks in their lifetime?
In their whole life.
Damn, Kevin.
Wait, their whole life.
$4 million?
Is that
no,
high?
People don't make $1 million in a lifetime.
I know, it's a life.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't. Are you serious?
Did I say million? I meant thousand.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
It's very good. Oh, man.
Wow.
They always, you know, if there's one thing about you, people say you're in touch. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, exactly. Thank you, Jensen.
People always know you have your ear to the streets.
9:43, time for What's Happening. Here's Allie.
What did that guy write? He said, I always thought of, I see you at a Galaxy game. I was going to buy you a beer. You can buy me one.
He did it. Nope, in all capitals. You can buy me one.
Great.
Yeah. I love it. Well,
it may have been a little high, is my point.
A little.
Shouts to Alex Roberts on Twitter, who posted a great GIF. Or GIF, whatever you want to say, guys, of Scrooge McDuck jumping into the coins. And it says, when Kevin goes into his snacks fund.
I love it. Well, you know, Kevin's got a lot of money, and he is going to be buying lot of gifts, unwrapped gifts, toys for tomorrow's
GIFs
Spark of
Love. They're called GIFs.
GIFs, okay.
Toy Drive. You can join the whole cast of Kevin Bean tomorrow, live, in person, tomorrow, Culver City, Fire Station Number 1 in downtown Culver City, noon to 2 p.m.
I think it's not supposed to be raining tomorrow.
No, it's supposed to be clear. Yeah.
So that's going to be nice. But today, sorry.
Yeah, don't go today because we're not there.
Yeah.
Or you can go today if you can't make it tomorrow and just drop off a toy.
Mm,
absolutely.
Sure. Go other days.
We're going to be giving away tickets to Garrick's Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas. Pizza Hut's going to be there. We're going to be having fun. All we ask is you bring a new unwrapped toy to donate. Again, we'll be there noon to 2 p.m. It is Culver City, Fire Station Number 1, 9600 Culver Boulevard in Culver City. Dress warm. It might be chilly.
And if they can't make
jacket,
it to that one?
You can go to anyone. Like today, even though it's raining.
Don't go today. It's raining.
Any fire station.
And Pizza
Southern
Hut,
California.
Guys. Pizza Hut, baby.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut.
Good times.
I think that was mentioned.
Yep.
I'm just saying it again.
Okay.
I think it's worth mentioning.
I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days.
Okay.
He has. He really has. So tomorrow at noon until 2 p.m. Can't wait to see you all there. Guys, I told you about that dog that drew international attention because that tail-like growth coming out of his forehead. Narwhal, the little magical furry unicorn. Well, he was up for adoption, and more than 300 offers to adopt him flooded in. Also, some unwelcome attention, including death threats, you guys, for a little dog
a
with
dog?
A weird growth on his head. What is wrong with people? Well, the dog has been adopted by the founder of the group that rescued him. Max Missions founder Rochelle Stevens said that she's the one that's going to take him. So thank God. But that brought me to this story. We have a list of the most common puppy names in 2019. The most common puppy names in 2019.
Puppy names, okay.
Yeah, what would you name your dog? You bring him home from the shelter. You're like, look at little puppy blank.
Okay.
Or look at...
I have one.
Bean, touch my peen.
It's a little wordy, like when you're calling him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dick Richards.
Dick Richards, not on the top 10 that I have here.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
Great name, not Kelly nor Clarkson.
Okay. Kaiser Permanente?
Again, that is a hospital.
That would be a weird dog name.
I got into it.
Really would be, yeah. How about...
Count Smoky Love?
No, I
That's
wish.
That's my favorite of
I
all
wish.
Of them.
Yes.
I would name my dog Count Smoky Love.
I would buy you a dog from a shelter or a rescue.
How about...
My sister, Yvette.
Nope.
The whole thing, though.
My sister
has to be in the name,
All right, no.
Bill O'Reilly.
No, not Bill.
Willie Tanner.
No.
Willie or Tanner.
Not Willie or Tanner or Elf.
All right.
Pam Anderson.
Not Pam Anderson.
Jackson Brown.
Jackson.
Oh. Could be a dog name.
Is
Could
it?
Be. No. It's not.
Okay, how about
Flavor Flav?
No, just outside the top 10. Mm. Yeah.
DJ Qualls?
DJ Qualls is not in the top 10.
Good try, Bean.
How about
Le Maître?
I'm sorry?
Le Maître.
That's close to number one.
What is it?
Wait, play it again. Can you play it again?
Le Maître.
It sounds close to the number one pick, which is Luna.
Luna? I give that a yes.
That's very close.
Le Maître.
Is that the first time a sound bite got
you're
something right?
You're very weak on that
one
yes,
One more
though.
Time and then have Allie say
All right.
it.
Le Maître.
Luna.
Very close.
Yeah,
close
maybe
enough for me.
Maybe close Luna in... That language is moon.
Wait,
so,
can I just clarify?
Yeah.
I re-urge it. Luna.
Uh-huh.
Number one.
Number one most common puppy names in 2019.
Does that surprise anyone?
Do you guys know what Luna is backwards?
Yes.
No.
What is it, Jensen?
It's anal.
Yeah. Do you think that's why they named their dogs
Luna? Just mark it down.
Luna?
Just mark that down.
Damn it.
It was so clear.
I wish someone would have talked at the same time.
What is wrong with you?
Damn it.
Would you like to hear the top 10?
Yes, please.
Okay, coming
Luna.
In at number 10, Oliver.
Okay.
Number 9, Bear.
Okay.
I love it. Number 8, Daisy. Number 7, Max. Number 6, Cooper. Number 5, Lucy. 4, Bailey. I had a Bailey. Number 3, Charlie. Number 2, Bella.
Hmm. And number 1, Luna.
Number 1, Luna.
Le maître.
So sad.
Honestly, I don't even know what that's from.
It's eerily close. It is too close.
I feel like maybe it was an Oscar speech or someone.
Le maître.
I don't know.
Sounds French, but I have no
idea.
It's
also so odd someone pulled it.
Right, you put it on my machine, right?
Yeah, there's nothing.
Le maître.
I can't imagine much of a usage for
it. I just used it 15 times.
If anyone speaks, if it is French, it could
Let
tell us,
know.
What that word means.
Le maître.
Le maître?
It's spelled on the machine, L, and I'm not sure it's right on the machine, but it's L-E-M-A-I-T-R-E.
Whoa.
So I don't know that that's right spelling, but that's how it's spelled on the machine.
Le maître.
Wow. There's a guy named Georges Lemaître. There's a band called Lemaître.
Lemaître.
And maybe it's a band,
Is
you guys.
Is it a band?
It's an electronic duo. They're a Norwegian indie electronic group from Oslo.
It also looks like in English it means to gleam or glimmer.
And like I have Lumiere?
I don't know.
And I have one that says Lincoln.
Yeah. Like a soundbite? Or
no,
you're
no,
saying
no,
you bought
saying
it up?
It's
okay.
a translation. Translation. Hmm.
Le maître.
We don't know.
It's beautiful, though.
I hope it's a...
It is nice.
EDM group from Oslo. They're like, why do they keep talking about us on that station?
That's so weird.
It's amazing, you guys.
Le maître.
Bummed Brunch isn't on the list. Good dog name. It's my dog's name.
Brunch?
Yeah. My dog is so white, I named him Brunch.
Don't
Happy
hate
birthday
it.
To Tyra Banks, Jeff Bridges, Jay-Z, Marissa Tomei, and Fred Armisen. And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Ellie,
on your drive home today. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean. So Jensen has Get Up on this.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk to Mr. Cartoon.
Yes, a legend.
We have tickets to both nights of the K-Rock Absolute Almost Acoustic Christmas, along with Bud Light Platinum VIP passes. We have Dr. Drew, and we have RJ Bell tomorrow.
Le maître.
As well. We'll see you then.